Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
To find y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is straight and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Welcome, everyone. It is Friday. It is July the 13th. And of course, you are live in the remix, and I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. We're going to see if we can definitely get everything going tonight. And how's everybody doing? Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. Let me see how I can get in here. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. So good to be in the house. It's Friday. Wow, so much is going on. I don't know about guys, but a lot's going on out there. And a whole lot is going on in Remix Land. And tonight, he is back. It's not a first time. For Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, who's going to be joining us in the platform tonight, but he's going to be back tonight talking about the 12 disciplines. Definitely, here you guys don't want to miss. Welcome. I want to give a big shout out to all our international listeners out there listening. I definitely want to give a big shout out to those who are listening from all corners of the world. The UK is listening. Amsterdam is listening. Good to have you guys in the house. I know Brazil is out there. Want to send a big hug and a kiss to Brother Soul, who's out there in Brazil. Everyone else listening in Brazil, as well as those listening in Australia, everywhere, all over the world, you guys, Spain, Portugal. It's good to have you guys as part of the Remix family. I've been getting all of your emails. Oh, don't let me forget. Korea, Seoul, Korea, listening. Everyone listening from all over. It's just an amazing thing. And to have you guys listen here on the Remix is so cool. Isn't it cool? Well, it's Friday the 13th, you guys. What a lucky day. It's been a lucky day for me. How's it been for you? I want to also let you guys know that you can bring yourself over and join us in the chat room. If you've never experienced the chat room, you definitely want to come on over and do that. So let me tell you how to get here. You ready? It's simple. www.blogtalkradio.com and /the remix. The chat room is open. You can come in. The Remix family is in the chat room. They're going to make you feel right at home. Nice and welcome. You know how we do. It's the Remix. It'll be good for you to come on over and come in. If you're a guest, all you have to do is in the chat room, the little button that's down at the bottom, you click it, sign up, tell us who you are. That's right. Tell us who you are. You don't have to be a guest. Come on in so you can participate in the chat. 646-652-7111 is the number to call. You'll be able to call in and speak with Brother Bilal later. We're going to be doing some amazing exercises later. I see you're funny. So now, I want to tell you guys this because there's so much going on this month in just a couple of days. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be in the ATL. You need to get yourself down there in the ATL to see Brother Wayne Chandler live and in person. He's been a guest on the Remix. He is a phenomenal brother. You can go back. I'm sure all of you are very familiar. And look right here. I have the flyer up. Brother Panic is going to be hosting him. And it's going to be a great share for the family to come together. Ancient Future Revisited. You know, lots of amazing ancient knowledge. We're always talking about getting into our culture, our history, and learning about ourselves across the planet. And Brother Wayne Chandler brings it together in a way that has never been done before. You definitely want to go check that brother out. If you want to find out more, the lecture is going to be happening, I believe, on the 22nd or the 24th of this month, excuse me. The lecture is going to be happening. You need to email Brother Panic. Stop what you're doing. Yes, it's the 22nd. Yeah, July 22nd. Email Brother Panic at AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. Do that. If you can't make it, maybe you are out there listening from Brazil, or perhaps out there listening from New Zealand, and you want to be able to see this, no worries. Brother Panic got you covered. You can stream the show. It's going to be live stream. So you need to get with him so you can actually go ahead and find that out as well. You can get all of that, okay? So next, so much going on we need to talk about. First, let me say this. I want to say thank you and blessings and love to everyone who's invested in themselves with the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Still, your testimonies every single day, how that is changing lives all over the place and really helping you to get into the business of what I call magic, which is about knowing your purpose and really doing that in a psycho, sexy, cool kind of way. And that's what the audio workbook is all about. And you guys are really embracing that. And I'm loving it so much. So we'll be doing some more cool stuff with that. And of course, you know the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, otherwise known as the Kim deck. And the Kim deck is out there too. And still going all around the world and back again. I can't even count how many countries. I'm going to say maybe about 20, 25, 30 countries at this point. And then multiple orders coming out of those countries. So we're definitely energetically being able to pull from these different dimensions. You know, the cards themselves, amazing story. If you haven't heard all the hype about it, get yourself over to www.mfblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And you can see it for yourself. We have brothers and sisters from all over the world, Japan, Amsterdam, the UK, and other parts of the state, the world, telling you how amazing this Kim deck has been for you. It is something Spirit really just channeled through me. I stayed true to that, and really it manifests itself with a beautiful collection of brothers and sisters working a project from across the globe into this amazing Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. It really helps you to keep you current in your magic, and it keeps your psychic abilities open and really just working that third eye muscle. So some great gems there. Use it every day. There is no learning curve. It is an oracle deck. It attunes itself to you and your energy, really going directly to the higher. And the great thing is I have an hour-long audio that comes along with it that I give that to you as well, plus all the channels that I got. So you want to get that. That is the hottest thing going. And then next, oh, gosh, so much. Let me just say this, you guys, and I want everybody to just stand up for me. All right? I want everybody to stand up for me and shout with me on the count of three. Kim Business Class, yay! The first ever on the planet, the Kim Business Class. When I tell you it's going down, it's going down. We were checking all of the emails today. And by the way, the Brother Bilal is also in the team co-facilitating the Kim Business Class with me. But we were going through all of the emails. All of the emails and looking at this amazing transformation that everyone in Kim Business Class is doing. And I can't tell you guys. I cannot tell you guys. When I tell you this is some new shit, for real. It is. And they have embraced it, and they have worked hard. This is no easy task. I don't care what you got going on in your life. If you're in the Kim business class, you can't see the box. Forget getting outside the box. There is no box. There's nothing to hold on to. You are definitely in the business of knowing your magic. You know, the Kim business class, it is the new way of doing business. It is a business of self. And you'll be hearing about these amazing brothers and sisters coming up soon. You'll be hearing more about them and their stories, their passion, and their mission. And they're doing some incredible things. A lot of them are doing it already, but you're going to get to hear it. So we have everyone in this class, from doctors to filmmakers to professors to research assistants to, to nurses, to engineers. And this is just what they do in their human life. So imagine when they mix that together and they bring the genius out they're coming out with. So the Kim Business Class, if you guys, I don't know, this is the last week. It was a three-week class. We had a prelude week, which was 1 week we did prior to this week. So in essence, it was 4 weeks. 4 weeks of nothing but hardcore, pure magic. You know, nothing but hardcore magic. This ain't, you know, thank the school for monks. You got to come bring your A game for real. So this was really some magic going on, doing some chemistry for real, some KYM chemistry, knowing your magic chemistry. So you guys will be hearing more about that. I'm just so excited to get to meet up tomorrow. And so many things are manifesting. They're sending in their emails. And by the way, Kimites, and that's what we call everybody in the Kim class, don't forget your homework. Don't forget your homework. Check your emails. Lots of work out there. Don't forget to do all of the homework. I got a special treat planned for you, me and Brother Bilal, at the end of sort of our little graduation thing. But you guys will hear more about that on Sunday. Okay, so now, wow, just so much going on. I'm so excited, you guys. It's good to be here. It's Friday night. We're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us from Bilal the Experience. And he's also the author. He's been on the remix before of Problem 13. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the 12 disciplines. And this is sure to be a treat. First time ever live here in the remix. It's going to be some great stuff. Trust me. We're going to do a little bit of moving our energy around so we can really just open up this platform. Get ready for Brother Bilal to come on and really just share this message with us. Some of you who are in the Kim class, you're already familiar with the brother and the rest of the Remix family who's had an opportunity to hear the show in the past. If you didn't, you want to go back and download it. And also, you can get yourself over to Brother Bilal's website, which is www.bilalexperience.com. And you find out about his work, his passion, and everything that he's doing. The book, if you don't have it, get it. By the way, got lots of feedback from the time Brother Bilal first came on the show. Everyone who read the book said the book literally opened them up, changed their lives. And we know everybody who comes on the Remix platform, this is a connection point that we all embrace here. So it's good to have good people come on. I got some surprises for you, some more people coming up. And some you know and some you don't know, but we will be embracing them all. They have some great projects coming up. You'll be hearing more about the business members as well. We'll get a few of them together and let them kind of do their thing as well. Okay, you guys, so here we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in now. We will be taking requests later. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then I want everybody to get up on their feet. Get up on your feet. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. We're going to do a little bit of moving around. I don't know about you guys, but this has kind of been one of those slow, fast days. And I don't know what to feel about a slow, fast day. The day was going slow, but yet it was going fast. You know, it was a slow, fast day. And real crazy, real crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live. in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. This song right here really speaks a lot to the message that we're about to hear. It really speaks to, I know it's probably going to speak to many of you guys' energy, but also speaks to my energy. And also the energy that Bilal is going to be bringing here tonight. So get yourselves up, ready to shake some stuff off. And, you know, kick off your shoes, you know, relax your feet, you know, do all that good stuff. You know, if you're just walking in the door, put your keys down and put on a little smiley face and let's get it.
How much must I repeat? We only play for keeps. No timeouts, no free throws, no refs, no penalties. No handouts, no pit stops, no cheat codes, no sleep. But the drinks are on us. If you with it, then pull up a seat. When you roaming through the jungle, talk is nothing, talk is cheap. Time is money, money is power, power corrupts eventually. Damn. So what are the options? What are the choices left for me? What other rule is left to break? I guess my fate is a quest for me. Man, I'm a dog that ain't got no leash. Man, got a crib that ain't got no lease. Man, got a flow that ain't got no brain, but I still get brain, no hands, no teeth. Nowadays, niggas are killers on the beat. But where I was raised, all of the killers was down the street. Better do your research. Feeling like I fell out of the sky and landed feet first. My quad go hard, my quad go country, watch my team work. Hell yeah, you can tell that that boy finna eat, cause I took my seat first. Three course meal, full entree, refills, and I want my dessert. So why not make a toast? Tomorrow could always be worse. Now keep them bottles coming by the killer lead turn. And get that Anna off your chest, try to keep a clean shirt. I'm so grand hustle, you ain't even in my league, sir. What's up with these nerds? They be out here getting they salad tossed, getting they lead turned. The game just ain't what it used to be. The quality is blurred. But a dying breed survives and a dynasty emerged. So put it in the L if you entirely concur. She called me hippie cause I live without any concern. Up on this green earth, I'm on them green earth. Yeah, 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 I stay in them trees like the Keeblers. And they say that I look higher in person. As a kid, I played in the yard, but now I'm astroturfing. I live the actual version of the fantasies they utter. Made up stories of threesomes they must just be seeing double. Ha! Run for cover, here comes trouble. My heart has grown cold, so I gotta sleep with warmer covers. Polar bear pimping, solar flesh fitting. Somebody tell them that this is professional stunting. Don't attempt it. Society is twisted, they trying to take us under. So when you see them folks, don't forget the Warner brother. I made it out alive, but still the battle is a struggle. Vinny, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered. They mad cause I murdered the game, and their name wasn't in the wheel. You see, most of these haters are mad rappers who just still waiting on a deal. And they jealous of my success, cause my shoes cost more than the bill. But I'll never sit down at another table unless I'm invited to the meal. To some it's like conquering mountains, to me it's like stepping on hills. Remember the images in your mirror can be bigger than they appear. And the truth can be hard to swallow, depends on the size of the pill. And by the looks, it's about the time that you had your prescription filled. My life, fooling feature presentation. There are no intermissions, no time for commercial breaking. A fighter in his prime, a legend in the making. There's no debating when you let your numbers make the statement. How much must I repeat? We only play for keeps. No timeouts, no free throws, no refs, no penalties. No handouts, no pit stops, no cheat codes, no sleep. But the drinks are on us. If you with it, then pull up a seat.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and tonight we're going to be welcoming Brother Bilal. He's going to be talking about the 12 disciplines. So let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal to the forum. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal. There.
Good evening, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, that's a great way to kick it off. I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yes. Well, it is really good to have you come back on the platform and share. Of course, you know, everyone now knows that you're also co-facilitating the first ever Kim business class with me in the Kundalini Lab, and it's going amazing. So I definitely want to thank you for that as well. And also thank you for coming on tonight to do this share this evening as well.
Oh, I am so honored to be here. Well, I'm having so much fun in the business class. Kim Business, for real, it's going down, like for real. You know what I'm saying? We just seen some good breakthroughs, and I'm learning so much myself. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not just about teaching, but it's about learning at the same time.
Yeah, so it is.
I truly appreciate the Kimite.
Yes. It's been amazing.
Kim moment.
Yes, a Kim moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, good to have you on. I know we got a lot of things that we're going to cover tonight. I do want to give out your contact information for those who want to be able to connect and also want to be able. You can also, Brother Lau has an amazing book called Problem 13. And definitely you want to pick that up and find out all about the Bilal experience. And you can just go to www.bilal, and that is B-A-L-A-H, theexperience.com. And you'll be able to get a copy of the book, have your very own copy. And you can also find out more about the Bilal experience, as well as everything Brother Bilal is doing and what he's up to. So great place to connect.
Yes, thank you. It's been a great ride, especially since the last show. I got so much feedback, brothers and sisters from overseas, all the way around the country. I just appreciate the Remix family. Thank you.
Yes, it's been great. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about the 12 disciplines and having you go through the 12 disciplines. And first, I want to ask you, Brother Bilal, what sort of brought you to this place of the 12 disciplines?
Really, it's more of a keeping ourselves tuned up, you know what I'm saying? Just like the tuna fish, you know what I'm saying? Just like keeping our spark plugs changing our mind. We have to stay on a constant mission, you know, stay sharp, just to keep ourselves going, you know? But it's connected to everything we do. You know, it's so simple, but if you don't pay attention to it, you'll miss it, you know, but it's just really that tune-up.
Right.
And I like to stay tuned up, constant work.
Yes, constant work, being tuned up. And so I know tonight you're going to be sort of exposing these 12 disciplines and really just giving some clear understanding of how they started to manifest themselves in your life and just what everything that you got out of that. So, yeah, whenever you're ready, we can get to it.
Well, I'm not going to only be exposing, but what I'm going to do once I give what the 12 disciplines are, we're going to have some callers call up, and I'm going to help them figure out which discipline they need to focus and work on to get themselves back in alignment with what they're doing in life or whatever they're working on. You know, it's just like having like a computer chip in a car. You know, like once one burns out, another one starts compensating for the one that's burnt out.
Oh, yes. I do understand. I do believe in it as well. Yes, beautiful.
And so, you know, we all have these blind spots, you understand? So, you know, I'm going to do some internal work to show you what discipline you need to work on just to, like I said, just get that alignment back up so you could go full speed ahead.
Yes, beautiful. All right.
So, but first, let me tell you, when we talk about the 12 disciplines, it's pretty much like what some people would know it as, like the 12 apostles, the 12 knights that sat at the round table. Even some people call it the 12 scientists.
Right.
So, you know, we're not in no argument what you call it. We're not even focused on that part. But our mission is just to get to that 13th, that ultimate step. That's why I love Friday the 13th. And the 13th is you.
Okay. Yes.
And so what happened, all 12 disciplines come together, and it makes this grand spirit that's called you, the unique side of yourself. Okay? So just like in this exercise, we're going to, like, improve the, you know, your skills. We're going to search for understanding and just to get the mental exercise going. You know, a lot of people don't like that word discipline.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like you're being restricted. But we're not talking about nobody being over you. We're talking about the way you govern yourself and how you operate. So, you know, it's a little different from, like, going on a diet. You got to, you know, have some discipline if you're going to stick to it.
Right, right. Okay. Or anything that you do in life, really. You have to have the discipline, yes.
Absolutely right. But, you know, at the same time, when you talk about the root of discipline, people don't realize they're really talking about just another word for discipline, like the field of study or like the branch of knowledge. You know, what's your discipline? You know, what you're working on? You know, just like in karate class, you know what I'm saying? You go to karate just to learn some different techniques and different disciplines, and the aim is for you to keep practicing. So when you get, if you get into a confrontation, you exercise what you know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like the average person, they'll practice, and they get into a fight, and they start swinging just like they're on the streets again. You understand? So it's like, you know, it haven't reached that root yet where they're able to just operate from what they know yet. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I want to do, I want to just dig into everybody's subconscious for a minute, because I want to bring something up. It's a cartoon, and it's a favorite of mine growing up. And this was Speed Racer.
go, Speed Racer.
Oh, go. And look, go in Japanese means five. So it was 555.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the name of the car was the Mach 5.
Yes.
Okay? So what we're talking about is Mach speed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the reason I bring that up, because when I looked at the storyline, and I ran across this a few years ago, but when I looked at the storyline, the story is based on Pops having a new motor. Okay? But the motor represents our mind. Pops have figured a way to make the fastest motor that exists. Okay? And when you look at even some of the people Speed Racer hung out with for Sparky, you know, to keep them tuned up, even Spyto. So when you talk about Sprite, you're talking about a certain spirit. All right? That's the childlike spirit. And then you had Chim Chim, which was the ape, was the god Thoth. But another thing that happened, you had the mysterious Racer X, which was Speed's older brother. I didn't say Malcolm X, I said Racer X. So, you know, it's a correlation there, you understand? And what we're looking to do with the discipline is get our mind to that optimal speed.
Yes.
Because what has happened is like some glitches going on, and we just need a new download. Some people need a few minor adjustments. Some people need the whole motor taken out. You understand? So it's like a total recall we need to do, you know, to check out where you are on the discipline level. Okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to break down the 12 disciplines, and if you could write the 12 disciplines down, I'm going to break down what each one of them are. And what we're going to do, you're going to call in, and I'm going to let you know what discipline you need to operate with or what you need to work on. Okay?
Yes.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remix family is ready.
Are you ready? Let's go. The first discipline we're going to call arithmetic. Arithmetic. And this is also a subtitle of my book, which is The Mathematics of Life. When we talk about arithmetic, this is an internal system that we have in ourselves. It's like it's the branches of mathematics, okay? It's connected to how many different ways we can see one thing. All right, so we learned that there are 360 degrees of knowledge, right? But what they don't tell you is that there are 360 degrees in each degree. And when you add that number up, it's 360 degrees in each one of those degrees. So what it's saying is the number of ways to look at one thing is infinite. So is connected to how many angles we could produce. So just like you learn about angels, God don't have angels. God has angles.
Right.
So many different angles. And what we're looking to do with our arithmetic is see what branch of mathematics we are working in, just like geometry, algebra. All these are different branches of arithmetic. Okay? So that arithmetic being the first one. So a person that needs to work on arithmetic, they need to figure out another angle. They may be looking at something that's working in their favor, but they don't see it that way because they're on the wrong side of it. So it's a matter of shifting and seeing which way you're looking at it. Okay?
Right.
We're going to use that as the first discipline.
Mm-hmm.
The second discipline, we're going to call it Braveheart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Braveheart is the art of staying true to your heart. It's not throwing your heart in the cross.
Right.
You know, like when we were children, we would say, if I cross my heart, I hope to die.
Yes, yes.
Well, what's been happening, we've been throwing our heart in the cross.
Yeah.
It's just like if someone asks us to do something and we truly in our heart don't want to do it,
yes.
It's no different from crossing your throwing your heart in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is what we're talking about is like the power of courage to conquer all fear. It's just like a bill collector calling the house, right? You're scared to answer the phone because you owe some money. But in reality, what can that bill collector really do you?
Right.
You don't have the courage to pick up the phone. They can't come to the phone and do you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's just having that courage to understand that the whole thing we'd be afraid of really is nothing. Because at the end of the day, they can't do you nothing. All right? So this is that second discipline is Braveheart. So a person that needs to have this Braveheart need to, like, face their fear, need to stop operating out of the idea they think something is missing. Are they running out of time to get something done? But it's Braveheart. All of this is about heart. It's about courage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, we'll go to the third discipline. I'm going to call this third discipline, we're going to say wisdom. Okay?
Yes.
And wisdom, it's a powerful thing. But wisdom is really our ability to judge.
Yes.
It's our ability to judge. All right? And what happened is rooted in the power of making sound decisions. So it's in executing in discernment and judgment. What it's really saying, sit with it for a while. It's just like making a wise decision. It's just like if someone called you up, and this is how we really don't use our wisdom. It's no different from someone calling you need to borrow $100 because they like your rate cut off, right?
Yes.
Well, they didn't give you enough time to really make a decision if you could really do this. So you get so emotional about what could happen if you're sitting in the dark and you lend them the $100. And 2 days later, you're sitting in the dark because you didn't give your $100 away. You understand? So you did a good deed, but it wasn't that wise. You understand? So if someone even called and put you in that type of situation, do not feel bad. They need to give you enough time so you can make a wise decision and be a good judge of character in doing what you need to do with your money. Okay? This is most definitely the key to fulfillment.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's go to the fourth discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I am. This one is you falling in love with your uniqueness.
Yes.
It is so important for you to fall in love with your uniqueness because it is your signature.
Yes, it is.
Your will, your living will that you come here with all your wealth, riches, or whatever you want, is connected to you being unique.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change anyway.
Yes.
Is you being unique. It's your signature. It's your John Hancock. It's your John Henry. You understand? So it's not about being John Doe or Jane Doe. It's you being unique. Unique is what makes you unique.
Yes.
And it's not no big thing for no one else to have their uniqueness, because if they're being unique and you being unique, that's a beautiful expression.
Yes,
it helps us appreciate each other.
So true.
And I know you could bring something different to the table than I'm bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful thing. It reminds me of that movie Hancock. You know what I'm saying? He lost his memory, didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But it's rooted in I am.
It is. And you know what I love about uniqueness so much is that it is different. And a lot of times what happens or what I've seen is that we tend to not be able to respect each other's uniqueness. If I like this, then I can't like that. And we're constantly in this battle, it seems like, even in the conscious community, that we cannot come together. If I like you, then I can't like them. If this person said something good to me, then what you said is no good. It is constantly not being able to embrace uniqueness. And whenever I hear that, and whenever I feel that, because this particular discipline is profound to me, is that everyone has their own uniqueness. That's why it is there. And we're constantly, like you said, in the state of trying to use or attempting to use what I call the lower vibration of wisdom, which is the judgment. And so we think we're using wisdom by judging, saying, oh, well, this was better for me than that was better for me. But that is the lowest vibration of wisdom. Wisdom say that it's all needed. And maybe at this particular time, this has spoken to my heart, or this is calling me at this particular time. But it's not to say this. This was something that was told me by a very wise person, wise brother, that said, don't throw nothing away. Keep it, because you may need it later. And too many times we're willing to throw each other away. We're willing to throw our own thoughts away for what we think we call wisdom, which is a low vibration judgment. Yeah, so I love that. Thank you for that.
Very, very well said. And look what the reality is. You unique anyway, so you don't even have a choice.
Exactly.
That's crazy, huh?
Yes.
That's crazy. Even if you being phony, you being a unique phony, because there's still nobody else like you.
Right.
Ain't that something? So, you know, so you might as well just be yourself. It's easier.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
So much easier.
Oh, beautiful. Well said. Well said.
Mm.
The fifth discipline puts us at power.
Yes.
Okay. Now, check this out. If we talking about thoughts right now.
Mm-hmm.
And where the power is your train of thoughts.
Yes.
Your train of thoughts. It's just making sure that all the cars are connected, including the caboose. You understand? It makes your things fastened down. So power is connected to how good you have it locked down. Make sure you don't have no loose screws.
That's right. Power doesn't
move. You understand? And so our greatest power is our will power.
Mm-hmm.
Willpower is the real power. Will is so powerful, it defies death.
Yes, that's
right. Let me make you understand what I'm saying.
Mm.
It's no different from a mother that has a son in jail and she's on her dying bed. She makes a statement, I will be living when my son gets out. I got to see his face again. And guess what? She's going to live until he get out.
That's right.
That's how powerful the will is.
Yes.
Okay? So think about this here. You know how many different planes of existence there is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we talking about a mother's will. Okay? There is no will more powerful than a mother's will.
Mm.
Because she would do anything.
That's right.
For what she loves. There's no will more powerful than the mother will. So it's a mother plane. So people think about this spaceship, but what it's saying is a plane way of life coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's rooted in love. Because there's nothing a mother will not do for her child or what she loves. So it puts us at power. And that's what they say. God is one with force and power. One with it.
One.
Not like it's some, exactly. Not like it's some things on the side. No, I'm one with it.
That's right.
One with force and power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the sixth discipline puts us at articulation. The ability to articulate. Throw chakra all. This is connected to our ability to be swift. Because, see, it's just like someone calls you up and they have a situation. You see the demonstration of how much light you're carrying on how swift you are with the answer. All right? So it's the ability to see in real time. That's serious. The ability to see in real time. That means you could produce clear visions right out of the air.
Yes. Seer energy, psychic energy, I call it. My seer energy is there, is in articulation, because that's
articulation.
It.
Articulation.
Yes.
Now, check this out. I want you to put this word next to articulation also. The sword. The sword. You see word in there, right? S word, the sword. It's the swift word. And you can't do this if you're editing what's coming out of your mouth. If you're not speaking from your heart, you're not as swift. If your internal voice tells you to say something and you're trying to edit what you say,
yeah.
You understand? If your voice say, "Oh man, I don't feel that shit," and you say, "Oh, I don't feel that stuff," it don't have the same vibration to it.
Yes. Yes.
It don't have the same vibration. So it's also connected to readings. And that would be now look at that and how well you do readings. And what people don't understand is even when they say they didn't want us to read, it's really not just the physical word they don't want you to read. Nobody don't want you to be able to read between the lines.
That's right. That's why it was so powerful to keep the slaves from reading.
Yes.
They didn't want them to learn how to read. It wasn't just the read of a physical book. They didn't want to even be able to see them, to look in their mouth, to see them, to see their energy, to see their spirit, to see what was truly going on. So this is why even they made the slaves not look directly in the eye. They have to look away, because what is connected to seeing psychic abilities, this energy, it is the words, it's the spoken words, you know, those
words,
vibrations. Oh yeah, that's powerful.
The reed. But do you know the reed is also in two windpipes, which is the clarinet and the saxophone, right?
Yes. Saxophone, yes.
What are they called? That's a reed you need to even play the instrument. What are they called?
Yeah, they're called reeds. You need to play
the reeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you need those to play that instrument.
Yeah.
Because I want to listen at me very well, Miss Blue. By you doing readings, you are very instrumental in people's lives.
Yeah. I got that. Yeah, that's
the instrument.
Yes. Cool. Good stuff. Yeah.
That's the instrument. So it's just like having a symphony. It's just like if you're trying to do something by yourself. It's like having a symphony with one piece. It's many different instruments that need to come together to play a beautiful song. And all of that is because the articulation. Did you see arithmetic? And now we're looking at articulation. You see the art in both of those?
Yes, the art is there. The creativity, the art. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the art of words.
The art of words, yes.
Remember, it's just like water. There's no new water on the planet. It's all recycled.
Yes.
You're not drinking new water. So
no.
We are not articulating new words. It's the same words. It's just the way you place them are so strategic and
yes.
so instrumental. You understand? Yes. That's the sixth discipline. Okay, the seventh discipline, force.
I love force. Yeah.
Force. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not, you see, in our definition we grew up with, force is forcing something to happen, like pushing it to happen. But this is not the force we talk about.
No.
This the force. Remember, God is one with force and power.
Right.
If you look at force, you see 4C.
4C, that's right.
It's the ability to foresee. It's the ability to really cooperate. It's the real force. You know, you're like, what was that? Star Trek, huh? Was that
yes.
Star Trek? No, that's not Star Trek.
No. Well,
the movie. The force is with you, Lou.
Oh, yeah, that's Star Wars. Star Wars. Yes.
As long as he was fighting, now think about it. When you're younger, you exert more force, you're less done.
Yes.
And the more you work, you are aiming to use less force, get more done.
Yes.
All right? So it's not about forcing your way on something. It's the ability to foresee and cooperate with how the wave is riding. You understand? So this is connected to our mental assassin. This is the reason you wouldn't even need. Because it'll happen.
Yes.
You understand? Just imagine something happened without forcing it. Do you know how powerful that is?
Oh, yes. Experience. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's going to come your way anyway. Just wait. Just stand still and take your time and let it come to you. But force is the 4C. And we also talk about G-force.
Yes, G-force, like right, a G6, right. You know, G-force.
Yes. 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 This next one is debt.
Yeah, good stuff.
Die before dying.
Mm-hmm.
This is the process of elimination.
Sure is. It's the hero's journey.
This is it's the thing that brings everything. You know what it is? It's just like having a tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the tree is dying. Why
right.
The tree is dying? What causes the tree to die? I know it's many different reasons, but I want you to think about the branches on a tree. Would
mm-hmm.
dead branches cause that tree to stop growing?
Dead branches, not necessarily dead branches. You know, I have a weird thing about trees and that channel I got on trees and sort
okay.
of the. But I'm going to say no, it is the roots of the tree.
The roots of the tree, right?
Yes.
But you know, when a branch is dying, let's go here. Look at this. I want you to look at a bank.
Yes.
You have the main bank.
The main branch. The bank.
Main branch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Main branch. What's connected to the main? What's connected to the main branch?
Different
other branches.
Other branches, yes.
Okay. I want you to imagine that main branch giving money to one of those branches and that bank never give money back to the main branch. What's going to happen?
It's going to eventually fold.
It's going to fold, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no different from you being the main branch in different relationships in your life.
Yes.
Some of that shit got to be cut off.
Sure does. So true.
Because all the giving you do and no giving come back, you got to
right.
cut the damn branch. You got to cut some. You got to do some pruning.
I love that.
Yeah, look, but now check this out. I'm going to give you a safety net with this one. If you don't do the pruning, the universe itself is going to do the pruning.
Yes.
You will never be able to connect.
That's right. That's right.
So this is debt.
Someone
this
just
is what
said.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say someone in the chat room just said healing waters, landscaping, which is true. Landscaping. When you're doing landscape work and you're pruning and you're cutting off the branches and you know, that is cleaning out the corners, you know, it's really just getting into, you know, getting in feng shui, because it has a lot to do with feng shui, you know, doing that. Yeah, I can see that.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the landscape in a minute too. But look at this, look at the debt, right? You know, the Egyptians were fascinated with debt. Did you know we say debt before dishonor? It's connecting us, it's connected to us not honoring debt. Because see, debt is also the understanding of some things have to be let go. Or some things need to be eliminated. There's processes of elimination. So even you, if something as simple as someone pulling up in a Range Rover and you're like, oh, it's a beautiful car. You don't know you are honoring debt, because they are in debt if it's not paid off. Debt did debt. And debt wants its credit. Debt is one of the missing members of the family, the debt. See, we all came back to pay our mayat, our balance, because we all are in debt. All right? We become indebted to each other because of what we do for each other.
Yeah.
But you rather debt before dishonor.
I want you to talk about, if you could, and just elaborate on this. This is a conversation we've had about death. And about debt, and how it relates to free.
The whole idea, well, is no different from financial debt. If you're scared of financial debt, you would never be able to become wealthy.
Right.
Because you are rooted in the idea. Let me explain something to you. Do you know how much debt Bill Gates was in? But he honored his debt.
Yes.
You can't do it without debt. So this whole idea of free is not free.
Free is not free.
Because free have restrictions to it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. Just really getting excited about this. And this is a question I want to ask to everyone out there. I put it in the chat room, but let me just share with the rest of the Remix family listening. Who loves free stuff? I hate free stuff and always have. And one of the things I've come to realize, I'll say that, and we have talked about the subject of free, and it's one of the things that we will be covering and have covered parts of it on the Kim, in the Kim class, is that free, there's nothing truly free. There's absolutely nothing free. And so when we start to talk about debt, and even the possibility of the death, okay, because we know truth, nothing really dies. It only just becomes reborn. But it is about being out of balance again. So taking you back to this Mayat principle, you can look at it like this, but you can also look at your ledger. You know, when I worked in the bank, one of the things that we had to do and what was required for every single branch and every single teller was that they had to balance out at the end of the night. And then you have your receiving column. And you also had your receiving column was important, because what did you receive in that day versus what you gave out? It had to balance out. It had to balance. And so when you're getting free stuff, know that all you're doing is accumulating debt. That interest, you're paying someone else's interest. Here's a quote. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let Brother Bilal continue.
Go ahead.
This is a really great point to make right here, is I was remember reading something, I've shared this with a few of you guys, is that one of those things is that the difference between those who have understood or acquired those things of wealth and not necessarily being binded to their debt, because we are all indebted when we come here. That's true. What we're actually trying to do is balance. We're trying to get our book balanced. We're trying to get our book, and that is your own story, your book of your life, your magic, whatever you want to call it, that book must balance out for you. That's what you're trying to do. And so one of the things that I was thinking about, and I kind of like where I was going, so let me just kind of wrap this up, was about this whole thing about receiving things for free. And one of the points that they were making about people who weren't binded by their debt is that they understood that they did not want to work for a rate of pay. That wealthy people did not work for a rate of pay, that they worked for interest. Because they were creating the interest. So there is a difference between working for someone else's interest and you working because you're interested in what someone else has to offer. It's a big difference. So, you know, someone starts a company, they create it, you come to work for them, you are working for interest. As some people are paid on commission and they're paid on a rate of pay. If you're paid on a rate of pay, then that's where all the interest go. That means all of your time, your energy, your attention, your interest goes to them. So I want to bring this up because this is one of the profound things that we've been talking about in the Kim Business class and that we shared with everyone. And I'll drop this little gem here for you guys. Know that you're always only working for yourself. There's no – you're always working for yourself. Always. You can never be working for no one else. So make your interests count. Make your interests count.
Right. Free have no luxury.
Yes, free has
think
no
about, luxury. Think about people get free food stamps. They do not have the luxury to go buy what they want.
That's right.
Free is not free.
Free
and
is not.
Let's do this first. Let's attempt to bring balance to a balance. Go into the restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would the table, you know, like a table shaking? It was in a restaurant where the table just shaking, but that just worked my nerve, right?
Yeah.
So, well, why do the table need to be balanced if it has four legs? Because one of the legs are not even.
Yes.
If you even in business with someone.
Yes.
If things need to be balanced. Somebody's crooked.
Yes. Somebody's crooked. Yes.
It don't need to be balanced if it's even.
If it's even. Yes.
One more thing before we get off of free. When you buy three tires and you get one free, is that fourth tire free?
No.
When you buy box of chicken and get six biscuits free, or the biscuits free.
No.
So there's no such thing as a free will.
It's not. And this is why I will say this one thing. Most people will tell you that if it is something that you want, you must turn your interest to it. Pay your interest. If you do not pay your interest, that's why you don't get anything back.
That's why you don't get anything back.
Think about all the free things you got in your life that you never got nothing back out of it. People talk the hardest shit about things they get free. Oh, they was giving away free meals, the cheese all hard, and this wasn't right. You know why? Because you did not take any interest. You didn't give your interest to it. You couldn't get anything out of it. And so you're going around, and the only thing you're doing is creating more debt to you because now you have to pay your interest off. So you find yourself in different levels of your life trying to figure out why things aren't working. I want you to go back and look, where has your interest gone? Did you pay your debt? Or were you somewhere giving, just taking people's free interest? Were you taking it?
But that's why they charge you an interest rate, because they know as soon as you buy this car, you're going to lose interest. And I'm going to charge your ass 10, 15% because I know a month later you're going to lose interest.
Yes.
You're paying an interest rate.
An interest rate.
You're paying for being interested one day in a vehicle yourself. Boy, you got something?
Yes, you're paying a high interest rate. You guys are getting a moment right here. Savor this flavor. You get you a credit card. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to give you a limit. You know why they're going to give you a limit? Because they know right now you're interested in it. And they're going to get their interest out your ass. Once you reach your limit, now you need to pay me back 22% of your interest, because that's really only the only amount you really interested in what you're getting. And guess what we all say? Oh my God, these credit card rate interest rates are outstanding. They are insane. They're
so high.
Yeah, but think about your interest when you were signing on the dotted line, picking up those movies or buying some junk, or you was getting your
Ms. Blue,
whatever it was.
This is why they need you to buy the car before you leave the lot. Buy, because they know as soon as you leave, you're going to lose
interest. You're losing interest. And
you're
going to
go home. Wisdom going to kick in.
Yes.
I don't even need no goddamn car. I got 2 outside.
Yes. There you go, healing. The big screen TVs, guess what? Now you got to pay me interest. See, that big TV, you no longer have that same interest in it. You don't have it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You don't have it.
Oh, no.
You have to pay.
And I'm going to tell you when the interest leaves. When you done showed all your friends and your relatives the big TV, it's over now. There's nobody else to show. So, look, you bought it all. You bought it for them.
That's right. You brought it for them. So they have the interest.
Somebody else be so interested in it, they break in your house and steal it. And you're still paying an interest rate.
On your interest. Yes. So know that.
Good Kim moment. I appreciate
Kim
that.
Yes, I do. That was great. So you guys know that free stuff, freedom is not free. That's been a slogan.
No, it's a setup.
It's a setup for so many things down the road. So this is why it is important for you to give and receive. If you are just on the end waiting to just receive, then know that the only thing you're doing is you're building someone else's interest bank. It's not going to your bank. It can't go into your bank.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Very good. Very good. All right. The next one is electric.
Like that. Yes.
We would say energy. Energy.
Yes.
But we have to put the position of electric. And now, to be honest with you, this one is connected to ego.
Yes. I can see that.
This is the challenge with this one is you have to learn the discipline of when to pull the ego out and when to land the ego. You know, pigeons and eagles don't hang together. You know that, right? No, they don't. They fly on two different levels. But this is the thing about the ego. The ego is no different from the eagle. The eagle can't eat in the air. As much as it soars and looks beautiful, it still have to come down to the earth to eat.
Get grounded.
And sleep. But let's go into electric, because this is very important, very important. Because it's time to grow up, all right? I want you to look at the word elect, all right? Elect means to select something, to appoint, to choose, okay? Trick is just like playing a game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the It's a trick when you running a scam. Oh, he tricked me. Trick or treat. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what we're talking about is the knowledge of electricity, the knowledge of electric. That's why you have Benjamin Franklin flying the kite.
Yes.
Playing with electric. Well, he wasn't playing with it. He was exposing. He figured out the knowledge of electricity. He's
yes.
on $100 bill, and he's not even, he haven't even been a president.
That's right. Kiting, which I did last year.
That's right. He's kiting. And he's looking to produce electricity. And at the end of the tail, he have a key on the end.
Mm.
And first of all, Benjamin means bend your mind. That's why he was honored. That's Benjamin. He bent his mind to understand what electricity was. Well, this, this is what electric is. When you discover the power of electric, you are able to elect certain words to trick people into doing things they normally wouldn't do.
Yes.
Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different from me looking for a job working on computers, and they're willing to pay me some good money to be a computer specialist. And I call up for that job, and they say, "Hey, man, what kind of experience do you have?" And I say, "Man, I've been working around computers for 25 years. "Oh, man. Calm down, you got the job."
Right.
Well, when they find out I don't know nothing about computers, I didn't lie to them. I said I worked around computers. I didn't say I worked on computers. I was the janitor. I didn't lie to you. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
So be very careful on and see, most people that use these use their words. And you know, guess what it is? Politicians.
Yeah.
Politics. It's a pile of tricks.
Yes.
Because you saying something in your heart, but something different coming out of your mouth, because you're very selective about the words you're electing to use.
Yes.
And what you're doing, you're robbing someone's energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right? This ego, energy, go. I'm going to get you to go on it. You say,
that's
go,
right.
Come get this job, and I'm going to sign a paper. You understand? So we mm-hmm. must use some discernment in the words people use and where it's being placed.
That's right. All
right? The knowledge of electric, tricknology.
Mm-hmm.
The next discipline, we're on the 10th discipline.
Yes.
Which is fate.
Mm.
Okay. Now, funny, you wouldn't imagine fate is connected to reaping what you sow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
a man, so is so shall he reap. See, because what happened, life is like the boomerang. You throw it, it comes back to you.
It comes back to you, yes.
Now, check this out. You could throw it real hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take longer, but guess where it's going at? It's coming back to you.
It's
so the harder you throw it, the harder you get hit.
That's it. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So this is connected to us understand what we throw out, we get back. And what the blind spot is, it don't look the same when it comes back.
No, it doesn't.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When someone get pregnant, sperm, it don't grow into a big body of sperm. It transforms into a body.
Yes.
So what you throw don't look the same when it gets back.
That's right.
That's why we don't recognize it. Damn. And that's even for, man, we have, me and my brother, we have a very good friend of ours, man. And brother actually caught a stroke because mm-hmm. all the things he done threw out.
Yes.
He was running. I mean, he was running. See what it is? Our will is like in front of us, right?
Yes.
But it's just waiting on you to slow up so we could tally up everything you've been doing so it could get thrown back on you.
That's right.
And all the dirty did caught up with him in one catch.
Mm-hmm.
Because he burnt so many females. And then it got to a point he fell in love and stopped.
Mm.
And the boomerang had a chance to catch up with him.
Yep. That's deep. That's
yeah,
deep.
But it's our fate. It seals our fate. Our own hand is our fate sealer.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And does that?
Yes,
it has to return back to you because it don't know what else to do. Whoever caused it got to get back the return.
Mm-hmm.
Cause and cause return, just like cause and effect. But
yeah.
whoever caused it, it has the return.
Yes, good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay? But don't seal your fate. But you, if your fate is sealed, know that it was done with your own hand.
That's right.
Boomerang. Okay? Our next one is sincere. Sincere. And this is something me and my brother Jafar had at the business. Excellence is contagious.
Oh, yes.
Excellence is contagious. We had a business went all out, and what happened, people started coming in and adapting ideas. And just like Hermes say, admirable adoptions. People adapt what's admired.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can never go wrong. Excellence will always supersede anything.
Yes.
And guess what? If you could do everything excellent, you will get that attention you craving. You know how much attention people be wanting? All you have to do is just be excellent.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's why excellence is connected to being sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Look at the word sincere, right?
Yes.
Look at the twist on this word. You ever just like the word sin means that sin right here. I always used to see this word when I was living in Spain. I saw sin cerveza, sin cerveza. So it was like it was beer without alcohol. It was without. So sin means without. Okay.
Mhm.
So look at sear. You like tuna? You go to a restaurant and get tuna?
Mhm.
How you get your tuna?
Well,
how do you prepare? You don't even get. I mean, how do they prepare it? Regularly, how do they prepare the tuna? Because they don't really cook the tuna.
No, they don't. They just sear it on both sides.
They sear. So now, mm-hmm. look at this word. It's a sincere. So it's saying without being sear. Now, guess what this word really saying? It's well done.
Well done. Well done. Sincere.
It's without being sear. It's well done.
That's right. Well done.
So when you're being sincere, know that you are attempting to do something well, and you're doing it excellently.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Strive for excellence. Please, everything you do, strive for excellence in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to bring us to...
Go ahead. Before you get off of excellence, I want to remind you, and this was something that we talked about as well, and you were telling me about a quote that someone told you, and this has to do, excellence has to do with honesty, because one of the things of when you're being honest, you don't have to remember.
Right.
You don't have to remember when you're being honest. So a lot of times when people are constantly in a state of can't remembering, just be, when you're being honest, you don't have to remember. You don't.
You know how hard it is to try to remember all the lies you told? That's like work.
That's right.
Well, you know what kind of work that is, trying to remember a lie you told?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what's going to happen? It's still going to come out anyway. So you done did all that work for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you can't hold the truth back. It rises to the top, just like heat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you be honest, you don't even need a memory.
You don't need a memory.
The only thing you try to remember is the last lie you told. Well, you know how much work do you know how much work it takes to try to remember a lie? And see, the lie is so powerful because it contains a little of the truth. That's why you fall for it.
Right.
You can't even tell a lie without knowing the truth.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that something? You can't even tell a lie without knowing the truth.
Without knowing the truth. Yes. Good stuff. I wanted to just bring that up. Excellent point about being sincere. You know, just really, you know, being well done, being of excellence, you know, staying in that place of honesty within yourself, you know. Another thing about just the point of excellence is that when you do it, when you work for excellence within yourself, you don't have to worry about doing things for attention. because it will come to you. You'll have so much attention, you won't know where it's coming from.
That's right.
But when you're not being sincere, then you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it at all. You don't get the recognition. You don't get the rewards. You don't get it. No one is listening to you. They can't hear you. They can't see you. They can't hear you. So be sincere. That's a very important discipline there. And strive for that excellence. Beautiful. I love that.
Always. It will be adapted. And excellence is saying you're excelling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's just like somebody asks you, how your day going? Say excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know you're excelling.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you say it, the more you do it, the more you produce it.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Great point, Ms. Blue. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
We have the 12th and final discipline.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one here. A good one. All of them are great. I love this one. This
one is intuition.
Yes.
Also connected to the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bring up that landscape we was talking about, because at the root of this one is Baphomet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm.
Now this is what I want you to do. And follow me, please, because I'm going to give you the Baphomet. I want you to look at the symbol of Baphomet, which is the goat. Okay?
Right.
Another word for goat is like a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a person that's a scapegoat?
Yes.
I'm going to use this person as a scapegoat. I'm going to blame him, right? But a scapegoat. But look at scape. When we talk about scape, just like the person in the chat said earlier in the chat room, landscaping.
Yes, the scape.
Landscape. That's the scaping goat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Follow me now. What's another word for goat?
A kid. A kid.
Billy the Kid. Billy Goat. Billy the Kid, right?
A kid.
We're talking about a kid's view.
A kid's view. Mm-hmm.
The landscape is a view. So we're talking about a scapegoat is a kid's view.
Mm.
Okay? Now, check it out. When we talk about the kid view, because you know the guy Pan is connected to the goat, okay?
Right.
So we're talking about the kid, Peter Pan.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the kid. So I want you to even think about the Pan. It's Peter's Pan, because when you talk about the Baphomet, it's always something cooking in the pan. And now I'm getting ready to show you what's cooking.
Mm.
I want to bring you to a business term that has something to do with business deals, big money transactions.
Oh, yes.
It's called BAFA.
Yep,
BAFA. Are you familiar with BAFA, Ms. Blue?
I am very familiar. I used to be an operations manager for one of the larger banks in America, and BAFO is a term that we use often and had a lot of dealings with some of the different departments when it came to dealing with the banks. Yeah, I'm very familiar with BAFO.
Mm-hmm. And when did y'all use BAFO, that term?
You know, it had a lot to do with real estate, if memory could serve me right. Whenever you set up a BAFA, it's business deal that's going on, you know. It had a lot to do with real estate. So you would have a BAFA going when you would have two businesses coming together trying to make a deal together with each other. And, you know, the real estate, like if somebody wanted to buy some property and somebody else was selling it, they would have a BAFA because what was bringing different terms of this is a big business deal getting ready to go down. Yes.
Would you please expose what BAFA acronyms for? What does it mean?
Okay, let me see. Let me
I can help you if you need a little help.
Well, yeah, I want to kind of explain. I don't want to make it
Please.
too too in-depth with it. The BAFO is best, and someone put it in the chat room, you guys are too smart here, it is the best and final offer. So a lot of times, especially when there were business properties, million-dollar properties, they would make a BAFO, and they would say to the person, listen, I need your BAFO. The BAFO has to be met. That's how you get BAFOmet. It has to be met. The BAFO, the best final offer. That's what we would see. We see that BAFO come across the line, dealing with different things that the bank would get involved with. We knew that that BAFO was the best final offer. It was being met. Either it's going to be met or the other client is going to lose the interest. They're going to walk away
from
the deal. They're either going to walk into the deal or they're going to walk away from the deal. And so whenever we knew that paperwork came across and some of the branch managers or whoever are different departments that dealt with that, particularly because in a lot of these cases you go straight into escrow, you go into a lot of things when it comes to bank dealing with that. You see that BAFO on there, you know this deal is going down or it's not. It's a no. One or the other.
So can you see that as being like the best and final offer met up?
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see that? But I'm gonna show you what Kid and Pan has to do all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you look watch how this go. I want you to take this person that's buying his house, has been having his dream of having his house since about 7 or 8 years old from watching TV, MTV Cribs, and one day I'm going to get a big house, right?
Right.
And he finally get in a position to buy that house, right?
Yes.
The person that's selling him the house is not selling to the adult. They're selling it to the 8-year-old kid in you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you how you know the BAFO met, because when you go to closing, what you have to do?
What have you
doing all day?
All day you're signing papers. Papers.
What the goat eat?
Papers. The goat eats papers.
The trickman ran on you.
The BAFO has been met.
Yes. The
best
BAFO
final
has
the
been
BAFO
met. There's no different from the greatest myth story of Jesus meeting Satan on the hill and trying to make the deal. The best and final offer was meeting.
Yes, yes.
And they couldn't come to agreement.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you something, Ms. Blue. Even far as when someone's trying to buy your company out and no offer can be met, do they attempt to, like, crush you after that?
When the offer cannot be met, you're saying what typically happens?
Yeah.
A lot of times they do. A lot of times when they cannot buy the company out, they can't. Sometimes people walk away from deals and they're okay with it. Other times walk away from deals and they try to commit blasphemy. They start to talk bad mouth about the company and say, oh, it was this and it was that, and it's only because they didn't get their way.
BAFO met up. And so in the beginning, I told you to write down intuition and pineal.
Because
you know we call the pineal the third eye.
Yes.
But it's really a gland.
Okay.
And when we say pie, we're talking about circle, okay?
Yes.
Every ball in every sport represents the eyeball. The football, look at it, look like an eye. The golf ball, baseball, all represents the eye. So what the pineal is trying to tell you to do, kneel down to the third eye. Not in a submissive, but kneel, pineal. Close your two physical eyes and use your intuition. Somebody's running game.
Right. Close your eyes. Yep.
Best and final offer met up.
That's right.
You thinking somebody selling a house for $600,000 and you talk them down to $550,000 and you thinking you got over.
Yes.
Is that a kid or what?
That's a kid, yes. Yes.
Is that a kid or what? And guess what's going to happen? Soon as all his friends and family see the house, guess what's going to happen?
Got to start paying that interest.
That is.
And, you know, this is something, and we actually have one of our Kim business members that really works in the field that is real proficient at this as well, too. So I'm sure they can appreciate it as well as the rest of you guys who've dealt with this. I'll just tell you this from the beginning. This is why even when a lot of those BOFOs went out, the best and final offer, this is how a lot of people got into houses on arms. And they ended up losing their homes. Now, I want you to think about this. You know, we always see pictures. And the picture is the very famous picture of a person reaching out their hand and pulling someone else up by their arm. So we know that in the point of being saved, that if you're if you see someone that goes overboard, if you've ever been on a cruise or ever taken a ride, they tell you that you need to make sure that you secure your body, you ground your body, and if you're going to reach for the person outside of the boat, you offer them your arm. How many times have you been watching, what was the Land of Lost as a child, and they showed them going over bridges and half of the bridge would crack or maybe a dinosaur would eat a part of it. What we reach out to help the children, the mother or the father cross? They would give them their arm, right? And typically when we think about these things, we think about never sure your, you know, it's a lot of similarities when it comes to your right hand versus your left hand, and I gave my arm to you or lending my arm out to you, a lot of that energy with that. Well, this also goes on with the Baphomet, the best and final offer. So many people wanted to buy houses that they would do anything to say that they owned a house. Trust me, as a homeowner, I can definitely appreciate that. And what they did is they would look at your credit, they would look at your interest, and say, check this out. Based upon what you've been doing, your work, we're looking at your history, we're looking at how much money you have, we're looking at how much credit the bank is willing to give you. Oh, I'm chopping. Okay, I'm chopping up. Let me clear it up, you guys. Hopefully that helps some. But they would look at, we would look at the bank, we'd look at your credit, we'd look at your interest, and we'd say, let's see, we're only willing to pay X amount of dollars for to get this house. These people needed more money. They didn't have enough credit, okay, to get what they wanted. So they ended up moving into these homes on a, what was called a arm. Now, if I drop my arm down to you, pull you up, how do you, what eventually happens to my arm? It has to come where? Where does it have to go?
Right.
The arm has to come up. The arm had to go up. And the arm is the adjustable interest rate. So this means that I lowered my arm to pick you up, right? Because you gave me your best and final offer. You gave me your BOFO. Okay, so your BOFO, let's just say on your particular house, is $280,000. That's the best and final offer you can give me. So what these institutes were doing was offering these people arms, a helping hand. They were lowering the interest rate, you see, down to meet the person's BOFO. And then after they lifted the person up and gave them a false sense of feeling that their BOFOMET has met, their best and final offer has met, they're living in their house, they're like the little kid, they're living their dream, then all of a sudden the arm would start adjusting. Because the interest now is going to go up. So you may have got in-house paying 8 or 9% interest, and now I'm adding on 20, 30% interest. That big difference, people. So this is how the housing market started to crash. All these people who got in on an arm, and guess what they did? They did what anybody would do. Oh, we didn't understand the terms. I didn't know that that's what that meant. And there you go, healing water. They were overextended. and the arm couldn't reach them anymore. The arm was too high. They could not jump and reach those arms. So they ended up losing their homes. So that buffo, you guys, I hope you get this very profound message that Russell Lau is speaking here this evening. Your best and final offer being met. And I want everybody, I know you're going to talk about this, is definitely, you're right, Obsidian just wrote, foreclosure rates through the roof. You're right.
The arms just kept going up.
The arms just kept going up, kept going up.
But look how that 12th discipline brought us back to number one, which is arithmetic, because you done just went from algebra and calculus down to subtraction.
Yes.
You're over. It's over.
Yes.
It's over.
So many
intuition, very important there.
Oh, yes. Intuition, so important. This is why it is so important to understand even all of the symbols and signs of Baphomet, and really just gave us a whole completely different way to look at this as another powerful symbol as well, too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So Bafo, yes, I know that term from working in banks. Best and final offers being met.
Right. Kim moment real. Kim moment.
It's a Kim moment. Oh, okay, Brother Bilal. We are live with Brother Bilal right here in the remix and having a great time talking about the 12 disciplines here. And also, if you want to find out more about Brother Bilal and the Bilal experience, as well as his book, Problem 13, you can go to www.bilaltheexperience.com. So, yes, Coyote says, Kimlosophy, yes, or chemistry, as we call it. All of our Kim business members are in the house tonight. Big love to you guys out there. You guys doing your thing. So beautiful. Okay, that was healing. That's a Kim moment. Beautiful to you. Yes, chemistry. K-Y-M-I-S-T-R-I. Chemistry. All right, Brother Bilal. It looks like Brother Bilal's call dropped. Hopefully he will be back in just a moment with us, which I'm sure he will. He'll be on the phone lines with us as we continue here live in the remix. And just having a great time learning so many different things about the 12 disciplines there and getting that information. The website, Brother Bilal, www.bilaltheexperience.com. Some of you may have remembered when Brother Bilal was on before. Just make sure that you go back and download this show, like with all the other remix shows. 646-652-2271 is the number to call as well to get in. And as soon as Brother Bilal gets on the phone, we'll continue here live in the remix, you guys. It's a great day, great moment, great day, great things happening. Yes. Love these disciplines here, you guys. I know you guys love it as well. Loving this. And so let's take this time we're waiting here to go over. Let's take this time to go over the different disciplines. I know that Shabazz Bazazz, and Esther has been putting them up in the room. Thank you guys for doing that. Don't you love the remix family? Don't you love the remix family? So let's see. Let me see if I have Brother Bilal back on phone lines. Let's see. What I'm going to do is we're going to dance a little bit. Let's do a little bit of moving around so we can see what's going on, and then we can go from there. Let's see. I want to hear something. I want to hear something really, really good. Let's see. Somebody's asking, when is the next business class? We got graduation going down tomorrow, but I can't tell you guys, the Kim business class members, wow, pure fire. That's all I got to say. Definitely know their magic and into some Real Chemistry. And you guys will get to hear from them. We have some great surprises planned for you guys tomorrow in class. Don't forget to do your homework. Got to put that out there because it's quite a bit of homework. Yeah, definitely. Oh, here's Brother Bilal's back. All right. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
You know that was for dropping that bop in there. That's never been heard. So, you know, hey, dropped it. That's cool. That's cool. But we here to do what we come to do. It's good.
Yes.
All right. Oh. Well, how far did I get? Did I tell you about the surprise I had?
We didn't get to the surprise. We got to the 12 disciplines. That was the last thing that we heard from you and about the intuition. And so that's where we left off. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I'm looking to do. I want to open the phone lines, okay? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to help each person line up with the discipline they need to align back up with to get to move to optimum speed, to Mach speed, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is the surprise. I need you to pull that Kim deck out, this magical deck, but that deck is off the chain. Oh,
yes,
that's
yes.
Kim deck.
I love
Man.
It.
Do you know when I first got my deck, I was working on some heart exercises, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I opened up the deck, I say, what I need to be working on today in a heart chakra card game. I say, God damn, this deck charged already.
Yes.
You understand?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And what happens, you see, I work with tarot cards at least 12, 13 years, okay? The tarot card is more of a mental thing, right?
Mm.
This Kim deck is totally rooted in crown third eye.
Yeah.
It is so spiritual. Mm. The words really talk to you. I mean, I could really, literally hear the communication going on. I'm being very honest with you. And it's like, it's so different from a tarot deck. It is so spiritual. They don't lie either. I mean, the cards do not lie. All right, but then here's the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that call up, I'm gonna give them the lineup, but I want you to pull that Kim deck out and let's double edged sword it. The truth is a double edged sword. Could you assist me with that?
Yeah, I sure can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're getting ready to roll, you guys. Where else could you get 2-for-1? How magical is this?
Priceless. They're like the Visa commercial, huh? Priceless.
Priceless. 646-652-2711 is the number to call tonight, Brother Bilal. And me, of course, Miss Blue. Brother Bilal is going to be giving you the discipline, and we're just going to be working through things. You need to get on the lines. What are you waiting for? I see you guys there. We're going to go to the first caller. We're going to start. Area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings and peace. My name is Belinda Blackman.
Greetings to you, Belinda.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
I've been listening to the show. It's very, I learned a lot from it. I have my Kim deck too with me. I just pulled it out.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you, you have all the 12 disciplines written?
Yes, I do.
Go over? Okay,
yes.
I'm getting ready to give you the one that you need to line yourself back up with, okay?
Okay.
Wisdom.
Okay.
The first thing you need to do, you need to appoint some trusted people around you.
Okay.
Because, see, wisdom is about using our discernment and using our ability to make a good judgment on something. So listen at me good. When you're using wisdom, you want to refer back to some experiences you had already on how to handle the current situation. If it's a position you haven't seen before, use your trusted advisor, a person that you could trust that's going to be totally honest with you, even if it hurts you.
Okay.
Appoint that person in your life that you could go and trust and get the wisdom from the experience they had so you could put yourself in the best position. You need to take your wisdom card out of the deck and meditate with that wisdom card.
Oh, okay.
And what's happened, Miss Blue, give her an extra layer of that on what you see.
Yes. Okay. Belinda, one of the things immediately when I got into your energy, what came up for me was fog veil. And I want to talk to you about this because it's card number 6 in the Kim deck, the fog veil. This has a lot to do with the heart's desires, unseen things, and shifts. And so just to really kind of go in with what Brother Bilal was talking about is that what has happened is because of these things in your heart, and I know that I'm going to tell you a situation that happened with you really, I'm going to say, between almost about 6 months ago, maybe about 5 or 6 months ago. Do you remember what was coming up for you about 6 months ago that you really just had your heart set on that did not come to pass for you?
Yes.
Yes. And this is where spirit is showing me, is that this is where that shift needs to be made. It needs to come from wisdom, come from this place of wisdom. You have such a loving, pure spirit. And immediately when you begin to speak and begin to talk, the color that I've seen around you was the color blue. It's a color that is re-encompassed into my aura, into my energy as well. But I've seen blue just coming out of you, Linda, in such honest, in such a pure way. Stay true to that. Stay true to that. Do some toning in the morning. I talked about this on one of my past shows. This is going to help you tap into that wisdom, tap into the energy that's in your heart, and also help you really get into your true heart's desires. It's not so much about not having, being able to see. You see, but not being able to see, like Brother Lau was talking about earlier, but closing your eyes and seeing with your intuition.
Right.
This is where you need to see from. And how you can begin to hone yourself to this is in the morning when you get up, before your feet touch the ground, I want you to just get yourself in a comfortable place and call your name. Say your name. In the morning, I do it for myself. I tune myself this way by going blue, blue. And when you feel that vibration, and as it begins to move through your body, it's going to allow you to tap into your intuition. So stop seeing with your eyes, because this is where the fog veil is for you. You need to tap into that divine wisdom, get into your intuition, and move and make a shift in that direction.
Okay.
One thing to add to that, Miss Blue, the word intuition is letting you know you done already paid for the lesson. It's a tuition.
Yeah. Yes, like a fee.
You paid for the lesson, so you already over the lesson. You just have to research where you didn't seen it already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Intuition. You got the lesson already.
Okay.
You're being tested on the same thing. That's why it become a pressing circumstance. Circumstance is like a circle. You keep going in a circle with the same thing. Pass the test next time. You got it. You didn't pay for the class.
Okay.
Yeah. You've paid your tuition. Beautiful.
Very good.
Thank you for calling in. Peace and love to you. Keep listening.
Okay. Peace and love.
All right. Thank Beautiful. You. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 757. Your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, peace, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. This is Empress Ahati in the chat room, and I'm from Virginia.
All right.
Okay, greetings, greetings.
Get this alignment, see what you need to line yourself up.
If you have a speakerphone or earpiece, can you take us? I'm getting bad feedback.
Is that better?
Let me.
Okay.
Still have it there.
Okay, hold on real quick. Let me just turn it off. Okay, how about now?
You ready?
Yes, okay. That is better. I think it's
yours.
Better.
You need to line back up with the third eye. You need to line back up with
intuition in the pineal gland.
Okay.
The Baphomet. You're falling for too many flaked up deals. The best and final offer met. Do not let no one put you under no pressure to make no offer on anything you don't want to deal with. So this is connected to you using your third eye. Remember I say close the two physical eyes and use that level of intuition again. So we're right back at intuition.
Right, okay.
Look for the bigger picture. Remember we just talked about the Baphomet?
Mm-hmm.
They keep tricking you with it. You're using a kid's view. You keep getting tricked with the same trick in different ways. And it's time to pass that test. Stop eating this paper. It's done. It's
okay.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And
you have fun,
Ms. Yeah, I wanted to say we're still getting the echo there. Very bad echo.
Okay, I turned my computer all the way off, so I don't know what in the world it could be, but...
Okay, that's okay. If you're kind of close to the computer, if you can step back for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's helping. Are you on an earpiece or a Bluetooth?
Nope, I had you on speaker. How about that?
Yes, if you had us on speaker. That was the first thing I said. So there we go.
Okay.
All right, so we got it there. We were going to get it. There it is. All right, let's talk about this because one of the things, tell me your name one more time again.
Well, I'm Empress of Hati in the chat room. My name is Jocelyn.
Okay, okay, Jocelyn. All right, one of the things that comes up for you is, and I want to talk to you about this. I'm going to try to stay current here, you guys, and, you know, the Kim deck is one of the things that really keeps you current in your magic. So I'm going to stay current with you, and I want to talk about things that happened in the last 20 plus days here. So I want you to think about the things that's been going on over the last couple of days. And immediately when I get into your energy, I see the raging volcano ready to burst. Does that make sense when I say that?
It does, and I think is it more so like along the lines of my emotions?
Yes.
Because I am going through like some questionable things with a love relationship that I'm in.
Yes, and let me tell you, I'm going to say these words to you, and you are definitely a woman of heart, so you're going to feel me on this. You have a lot of passion, and you have a lot, but I'm going to say the words to you, and this is going to speak volumes to you. We're going to stay with the V's tonight, okay, because that's going to be your vow. I want you to think about that volcano, volume. I want you to think about all of those things, volatile, all these things. Compromise is no longer an option for you.
Got it.
Compromise
Got
is no
it.
Longer an option for you. Value yourself.
Got
you
it.
You have to place your interest in your value. Place your passion in your value. So you have the three V's, and you will reach your victory because right now you are a volcano and you're about to erupt.
Oh, yes. And I did pretty much do that last Friday. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even realize about the moon and Venus going into transit, none of that. And I just lost it. And my card that I picked was Clean House.
Okay, there you go. But let me tell you something, because you brought up a very good point, and I just want to touch on this right here. Know that we have energy out here on the planet, and it's very real. This is something Brother Panic speaks about as well, and myself too, and I know, Brother Bilal, you also. But one of the things I want you to know that this situation had nothing to do with Venus.
Okay.
Understand that it gave you the opportunity to release some steam. But it's coming to a head regardless, and you know that. It was coming to a head regardless. And the reason I tell you that is not to discount anybody's school of thought or where they come from. It's so that you know that you are creating these moments. You are the creatrix.
Okay.
And so there is nothing greater than you being active. What does a volcano do? What do they say when a volcano is about to erupt? They say this volcano is currently active. So know that you have been very active. addictive for a long time now, and compromise is no longer an option. Value yourself.
Right. Very good.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Peace
thank
and love.
You
glad
you,
and glad you got the clean house. I love that. That's the fun part. That's the fun part. And you know what else? You guys want to listen in on Sunday because I'm going to be doing some rituals and feng shui, some magical feng shui. Feng shui, like I have never heard me drop some feng shui. And on a perfect day, because this day lines up with a lot of different energies, a show you don't want to miss. So thank you.
Right.
Hold up. Peace and love to you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you. You as well. We're going to go to the next caller. You guys, how can you not miss this? 508 live in the room. I'm having so much fun with you, Brother Bilal. Good
Let's
to be on
do
the
it.
Call. Yes.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
508, you're live in the remix. Yes, who's on the line, please?
My name is Barry, and I'm calling from Boston.
You're Barry.
All right, Barry.
From Boston? Barry from Boston.
Yes.
So you're BB, huh? You BB.
Yeah, that's my last name, too, BB, right.
All right, so you Barry from Boston. All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
Go, Brother Bilal.
Okay, I'm ready. Hold on. Power. Discipline of power. Let me see.
Oh,
1 second, Barry.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's the train of thoughts. It's getting your willpower together. It's getting your real power, which is your willpower.
That's number five,
because,
isn't it? Power.
Yeah, that's the fifth discipline. You gotta get your power together.
Okay.
You gotta get your because what's happening is the train of thought you having is not you're on the wrong track. You gotta get off this train.
I could've told you that.
Huh? No,
I could have told you that was
right. Well, no doubt about that because I'm looking to put you back in alignment with what you need to work with. Okay.
Okay.
And what happened is you are losing the will. All right. It's you. The reason you're not on the right track because you're doing things you say you will not do.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever you say you will do, stick to it. Whatever you say you will not do, don't do it. This is what's stripping your power away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is what's stripping your power.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
It's taking all your steam because we're talking about self-esteem, but it's taking your power.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
You understand?
So what you're saying is, in other words, stick to your guns. Whatever you say you're going to do, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, you know, when you shoot the gun, it say pow. So you need to start shooting them. You're keeping them in your pocket too long.
You see
how you just try to shoot me?
Right.
You need to shoot other people like that's close to you.
Okay.
Yes, and here's what I have for you, Brother Barry. Throwing you off the track is feminine energy. It's a woman in your life that's close to you. Does that make sense?
Somebody throwing me off the track. Woman that's close to me.
Well,
okay.
Let me say this, because it's not just one.
Okay.
It's that feminine energy that's throwing you off track. Let's just get down to the skinny. It is the feminine energy that's throwing you off the track. It's throwing you completely off track. That part of it. And so here's what I want you to do, because right now you're sort of distant from the energy. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're very, very distant from that feminine energy. But I want you to get into those things of feminine energy, such as dancing. You have to begin to bring your abundance back into your life. And you're going to do this through dancing, really enjoying it, really getting yourself back into those things that you enjoy. You know, often one of the things that I'll say is that, and I think we might have had this conversation, if not here in another time, another place, is that you don't have enough energy to do what you want to do because you're not doing enough of what it is you want to do. So therefore, you're running out of energy. So you're doing all of these things you don't want to do. You have got to bring some joy in your life so you can have an energy to do those things you don't want to do. The card that I actually pulled for you for the Kim deck is card number 35. which is the card of joy. And this is what's needed for you to bring these things back into balance. You simply do not have enough joy in your life. You have a lot of pain, but not a lot of joy. Bring some joy in your life.
Barry, didn't you call the first time I came on? You Solomon, huh? You wisdom, right?
Yes.
Okay, I remember that. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah,
right,
get your power back, Barry. Be wise about that.
Yes. Get into feminine energy. Don't run from it. I know it's of the past that really has caused you to have this distance, but we have both masculine and feminine energy, not to be mistaken. What's between our legs and our lives. But get into those things of feminine energy. Start meditating. Take long baths. You know what I mean? Treat yourself.
Right.
Go out and dance. I want you to bring this energy out in you so you can begin to have abundance in your life. Get some joy and leave the pain alone.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Hopefully it helps you there. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. You guys, 1 hour left to go. Can you believe it? Tomorrow, the Kim Business Class, first time in history. We're going to be closing that out tomorrow and then be back on Sunday. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from Area 305. 305. You're live in the remix, but we need you to kind of come out of the tunnel for us just a little bit.
Ms. Blue.
305.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings, who's on the line?
It's Caddy. I'm usually calling from Miami, but I'm in Detroit.
You're in Detroit. You're in the Motor City working, and it sounds like you got some motor engine moving around you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to turn you over to Brother Bilal.
How you doing, Brother Bilal?
Did Brother Bilal's call drop again? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let's see where Brother Bilal is. Yeah, his call dropped again. Okay, let's see. Woo! Oh my goodness. I can't even look in the chat room. Y'all are too funny. Let me see where, but there's Brother Bilal. Greetings, Brother Bilal. Okay.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, you pressed the wrong button. Okay, that's all right.
I pressed the wrong button. I apologize for that. All right, so we have the brother on the line, and he's calling from the Motor City, and he got a lot of motors around him. Let's see if we can get him.
Okay, you ready, my man?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Yours is dealing with Braveheart. Did you get the principle earlier?
No. I actually just came in like a half hour ago. I just caught this part of the show.
Yeah, you really need to catch the first of it because what it's saying, your lineup needs to come inside of Braveheart. You need to face some of the fears. You need to go up against what you think you're scared of. You understand? This is what's throwing everything off for you.
Yeah, you hit it right on the nail. I've been thinking like that for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, because see, the thing you're scared of is just like I said earlier, it's really nothing. When you at the end of the day, when you realize what you've been scared of all this time to face is going to be nothing at the end of the day. It's time for you to face your fear. If you don't face it, it's gonna domino down.
Yeah.
You're throwing your heart in the cross.
Okay. All right. And
go ahead,
so here's the gem that I have for you, and I'm going to put you on mute just for a minute, but I'm going to take into one of the sayings from B.O.B. in the song that we played this evening with B.O.B. Gosh, my memory, let me see. Play for Keeps, that's the song. Play for Keeps. He talks about objects in your rearview mirror not being as large as they appear. You know, they, because, you know, they always tell you that when you look in your rearview mirror, they tell you objects are larger than they really, they appear larger than they really are. And this is about facing those things in your past. That is one of the things I want you to know, is that these things of your past that you're actually afraid of. And then, so these things of past, these things of your past are really things that are going on now in the present, in the future, because they all exist at the same time. I'm going to leave you with this last little gem here. It has to do with relationships, sacred union for you. This is where that fear.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, okay. So it has to do with relationships. You want to definitely get that in check. We're going to let you go because you got a lot going on, and I want you to know just the roar of the engine. And nothing happens by chance. We know there's nothing about coincidence, but know
right.
that the roaring of the motor, this is really your adrenals that are roaring inside of you. Roaring inside you for you to just get out and we face your fears. So do it. Do it. All of that behind you. Yes. Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, Ms. Blue. One thing to tell the brother, too, because if it's rooted in relationships, you need to, when you think about even the nature of the rooster that crows early in the morning, because the hen tech don't work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want brothers who's going to stand up and be true to themselves.
Right.
All right, and follow a order that they could follow, that we could cooperate and do together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's Braveheart.
Beautiful.
Exercise at Braveheart.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys. 336, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Yeah.
Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Joe Vaughn calling out of 336 Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greetings to you, Javon.
All right. Blue, Brother Bilal.
Hey, my brother, how you doing? Trying to get that alignment tonight?
I'm sorry?
You ready to get that alignment?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to let you know the energy, what you need to start working with. Line everything back up.
Okay.
Right back at power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another power. You have to stop running all over the place. It's really, listen at this good.
Okay.
If you think in the sense of what power is, okay?
Okay.
Real simple. Give you something real simple to hold on to. Power is simply the ability to say no.
Oh, okay.
What is power?
The ability to say no.
Yes.
That's what power is.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
It's no different from being on the diet. When you exercise in willpower, you're saying no to food. If you can't say no, you can't exercise your power. Stop bending. You're bending too much.
Okay.
You have to get your power back, but you have to say no.
Mm.
Okay.
It's all simple. It sounds simple, but no is a powerful thing to say.
Yes, it is.
Understood. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And who's on the, tell me your name again. I apologize for that.
Oh, no problem. Jovan.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jovan, let me tell you what I got for you.
All right.
Couple of things. One of the things that I think is important for you is we talk about this, and I typically talk about this energy about be grounded, you know, because saying no, you have to be grounded to say no. See, it takes no energy to be a yes man or to be a yes woman. That takes no energy to say yes to everything. Yes, 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 yes. yes, it takes energy, but it does take energy to say no. It takes energy to sometimes reject some things. It also takes some energy to step back and release yourself from things. But in the process of that, one of the things, immediately I get in your energy and the color I see around you is the color green. Now, green is an interesting color. You know, colors give off vibrations, they give off frequencies, and they do all of these things. And green also has polarities to them. All colors do. And green has a polarity. And I see these very strong pockets of green, of like a deep, dark forest green, like a forest green. And then I see these colors of green. I see these mint greens. Now, whenever I see the mint green color, I am very clear. This is the color I typically see around our children, around babies. I see them around children because they're so full of life and so carefree. You know what I mean? And that's a true part of your spirit. You're just full of life. You have like that child-like spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I also want you to know. Focus. For you, I'm going to give you a key word, focus.
Okay.
Focus. You have to focus. That's been one of your biggest challenges, is to stay focused. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, Javon?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want you to know that these things that you want to accomplish and the things that you want to do is your birthright. But what is tripping you up is non-movement. That's what's getting you, the non-movement.
True.
So here's something I want to tell you too. There's a gateway that's coming for you in 11 days. And you're going to, you know, just because we have gateway energies and gateway doors, because truly every day is a gateway door. We're in 2012. Who could have figured? But you got to know that it is your birthright for you to walk through that gateway. And if you don't walk through the gateway, what's going to happen is you're going to be divided. You see, you don't always go through the gateway. You don't always get to go. So people say, oh, today's the gateway day, Miss Blue. It sure is. Now, are you walking through the gateway or are you going through divided? You have too many situations that you have not focused and become one with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
You're going through the gateway. Half of you agree, and half of you is kicking and screaming, and the other half of you is running. You're running to go, and the other half is trying to pull back. And so you get yourself into these situations, relationships with family, friends, on your job, where you are constantly in a state of division. You're divided.
Right.
So become whole. You got 11 days to focus. Become whole. It's your birthright. Walk through the gateway. Make sound decisions.
Okay.
That means that a lot of shit that you're doing, you got to say no. And I want you, here's a color, I want you to begin to pull into your environment. Start to wear these colors, eat foods in these colors, drink drinks in these colors. I want you to bring the color of blue in. Bring that blue in. And blue and green is a beautiful color. You know why? Because typically when you look at the ocean, you're actually seeing a bluish-green color. We talk about the color of the sun, but sun rays are really blue. You know? This is one of the things that Edgar Cayce talks about when he deals with these different things of colors and seeing true essence. So balance yourself out. Bring more truth into your life because this green has you in a state of envy. Of envy. Get out of envy. You don't need to envy anybody. Anything you want, you can have. You can have.
Okay. Wow.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. And make sure you come back and let us know how it goes for you. Peace and love.
Peace and love to both of y'all, and thank y'all.
All right,
my brother. All right.
Good stuff. Good stuff there.
Very
We're going to the
good.
Next caller. Next caller, 516. You're live in a
Kim Deck.
Yes, Kim Deck. 516.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, this is Tuvi Cho from the chat room.
Okay, this is who? Say your name again.
Tuvi Cho.
Tuvi Cho. Love that.
Tuvi
That's
true.
Beautiful. All right.
All right. You're going to give you your alignment here. You have to work with the energy of the sword. Articulation. Your throat is tripping you up. You're
yes.
editing what's coming out of your mouth. Speak from your heart. Speak from your heart. You're not moving swift enough with your words, but you have to work on the way you articulate and the way you get things across.
Okay. That's
okay.
True, because I have like a, I wouldn't say a speech problem, but
yeah.
I spoke very late as a child, and I did have, you know, speech problems, but I don't like to talk because of the speech problem that I have. I have to think before I speak to somebody.
See,
like
that's what's tripping.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's tripping everything up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's tripping everything up. But thinking before you speak, you're not really speaking from your heart.
Yeah, it's called premeditating. And, you know,
right.
when somebody gets accused premeditating a crime, they get harsher penalties because
yes.
it's just wrong to do. Don't premeditate so much. Sometimes it's necessary, and we get that. Then there's times that you can truly just speak from your heart.
Right, right, right. But
me
she said something
because
also.
Like, the words are jumbled up in my head, and I don't want to say the wrong things. Or people what I'm saying. I don't mean it a certain way, and it comes out not the way I want it. So I always have to do that scan in my head of before I say anything, or I worry about how someone's going to take it.
Ooh, I want to speak. What are you done,
Please
Brother
do,
Lau?
Do. No,
yeah.
go ahead.
Let me tell you something. This has absolutely nothing to do with your, I don't even know what you call it, but don't call it that, because you don't have a speech problem. You don't have that. And you not speaking until you were much older, you didn't talk till almost you were really around 3 or 4 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That had a lot to do with the trauma. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Well...
Okay.
Well, yes.
You were saying?
Yes.
Sound like you were saying no. And I'm just telling you what I get spiritually. I'm just picking this up spiritually. So let me tell you, it had a lot to do with trauma before then. But here's the real deal for you. And this is where you're going to get the greatest success from this, from what's going on here with you. What's tripping you up has to do with you definitely speaking and thinking so much before you speak, but you carry a lot of anger with you. Tell me, why do you carry so much anger?
Because I went through a lot, and even with my mother, she is very harsh, and I always wanted, I don't want people to think that I always express myself because, well, I don't want people to think that I was like my mother, so I end up doing things that I didn't want to do and, you know, overly extending myself when I really didn't want to, and it caused a lot of stress, and I was angry. And because I mostly a lot quiet, people read me the wrong way, or they think that automatically they don't like you because you don't speak.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they
here's
think
the...
you're fine.
Here's the truth of the matter, and I'll tell you this. I didn't read you the wrong way. I knew exactly you were carrying anger. I knew that you didn't speak until you were almost about 3 or almost 4 years old. You really started to really just start to speak. And the truth of the matter is you're not quiet at all. And so anyone who thinks that you're quiet, they don't know you very well. Because what's happening is that you're having so many thoughts go on in your head. You see, so many thoughts that are going on in your head. And what is happening, again, like Brother Bilal was speaking to you about, it's about this filtering. It's about premeditating these things coming out of your mouth. This is where you have to stand in the fire. You need to purify your heart. Because truly what has happened is that these unfortunate situations that has happened to you, some of them, they're things that, yes, I'm sure you can see your position in them. And then other things, I'll just be honest with you. I'm not so spiritual that I believe that you've caused everything. Some of these things are truly not your fault. They wasn't. You didn't do anything to bring them on per se. But here's what I want you to get. You're living what I call a case of mistaken identity. Because you are so involved in what happened to you that it has literally altered you from the person you truly are from within. So here's what I want you to do, and this is going to help you get yourself into balance. You must get into energy work and some energy healing done. So really begin to go get yourself some physical massages done. You know, get to some aromatherapy. In my sacred sessions, I give out bath elixirs and tell you how to do some channeling when you're in the bathtub. I want you to do that. These are some of the things to begin to get into. You're going to have to get into and find your strength. And your strength for you is your inner voice. Because the truth of the matter is, there ain't nothing quiet about you. But right, you're living a case of mistaken identity. And people are all... Yes?
I'm sorry. Do she need to get into meditation without not premeditating, but does she need to do a daily meditation?
I would say she's constantly meditating at this point.
Okay.
I do meditate. I do.
Yeah.
I do meditations. I do different techniques, but it's hard. I am angry about a lot of stuff, and that's the truth. And because I was in a situation like with my relatives, or from my husband's side, personally attacking me all the time, and this is like 20 years of people going after me, I mean viciously, and
here's,
I never express anything to the person, and I have all of that inside.
And here I want to show you how real this is, and for everyone out there, you guys know that when I do readings, I'm putting this from the spiritual energy. Tonight, I'm using the Kim deck. I have it right here. You said almost 20 years of you going through this, correct? Isn't that what you said? And guess what the card that came up for you is Sekhmet in the Kim deck, and it's card 20. You see, anyone out there that really is not working the Kim deck, you need to get this. You understand? You need to get this. The segment is definitely on fire. So I knew immediately what this card means to me when I pull it. You understand? If you don't have a Kim deck, I would suggest that you go and get you one. Get you a Kim deck. Because you need to see what your higher self is saying. Because of holding all of this energy in, this is why immediately I asked you, why are you carrying so much anger? Because I can see the pure essence of you, and that is all about pink light. And that pink light has been dulled down so much because of all of these things you've gone through. You need to get into some healing, particularly those healings of touching your body, aromatherapy, really just really getting yourself into all of those things of energy. Stand in the fire. Find your strength. Your strength, like Brother Bilal was telling you, is going to come through speaking your truth, through you speaking, not premeditating, but really being able to say what's on your heart. Because when you come from your heart, as my mother would say, you can tell anybody anything, and they will be able to hear it.
Right.
So the person I'm afraid to say, I mean, the person that was causing me the trauma for so long, they tried to speak to me, but I know it wasn't. I listened to this show that you did on forgiveness, but yeah. I'm not ready. I wasn't ready to do it. I listened to the whole show, and I thought to myself, I'm not at that place where I can do it right now.
Yes, yes. But guess what?
I have all this, I try to forgive the person, but they still come back into my life, and they still keep doing the same thing. And this is not a man. This is a relative from my husband.
Yes. But guess what? I want you to hear this. They are not the problem. They're not. They are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. You have got to find your strength and stop giving your power away.
Mm-hmm.
Stand in the fire, your fire. You understand? Forgiveness is never about the other person. It is about you.
Right.
When you cannot forgive, like Brother Bilal was talking about earlier, then you cannot see forehead. You cannot see ahead. You're not seeing in future. You refuse to see in the future. So whenever you say, I will not forgive, you are refusing yourself a future.
Right.
You can't do it. No more excuses. There's none. You called in tonight because you wanted to fix this. You want to get yourself back to the true you, because what has happened now is that you're living a case of mistaken identity, and it's going to keep happening until you recognize these things, that you do have the power to make it stop. It's like being on the merry-go-round when you're a child. What happens when the merry-go-round keeps going around and around and around, and you really want to get off? I don't care how scared you are. I don't care what anybody says. You're going to take a leap. You're going to jump.
Right.
It's time to get off the merry-go-round. It's time to
address the person.
It's not about you addressing the person. It's about you recognizing, why is this bothering you so much? Let me ask you one question. If you could say this person, what is the one thing, if you can name one thing this person needs to work on, what is it? What would you say they need to work on most?
Well, they perceive themselves as better than everybody. And I don't see life as your status, you know, and they don't really know me to just keep viciously attacking me.
Okay. Well, when you first came on this call, you told us you had a speech impediment. You gave us all of your statuses of why this is why you can't do what you need to do. So in a sense, you and them are one in the same. When you can come to grips and stop making excuses for who you are, then this energy will release itself from you. Do you know that there are certain people that literally had to change their name because of some interactions we had and truth being shown on them? There are some people that cannot even physically email me. They cannot physically contact me because of that. You understand? But you got to stand in your truth. You got to stand in your truth. This is what's going to make it stop. You said that that person is all about titles and names. When you came on this show, you started telling us what your titles were. What was going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was scared to express myself to this person because maybe I wouldn't express it the proper way, or I might say something angry.
Yeah. And here's what I want you to say, and you can always email me for a full session, but I'll leave you with this. And isn't that the same thing as judging somebody by a title? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You said you wasn't willing to forgive this person. You're doing the same thing. This is what we need to understand, and this is really greater than you at this particular point. This is for all of us to learn, myself included.
Right.
Oftentimes what happens, you can hate a thing so much, you can dislike a thing so much, to literally become what is making you sick.
Hmm.
You literally change places. You change places with the person and their situation. So when you find yourself constantly talking about somebody, putting somebody down, saying what somebody shouldn't be doing, what they should be doing, doing all of these things, ultimately you're going to look up and you're going to find out that your ass is now them. Now, you may be doing it in a very different way, but you change places. And this is how you get a case of a mistaken identity. So what I'm telling you, this beautiful, loving sister that you are, stop it. Stop. Stop making excuses. Stop giving reasons for speaking from your heart. Being able to forgive has absolutely nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with you. And if you cannot forgive, then know that this merry-go-round that you are so desperately willing to jump off won't have the guts to jump. You just won't. Stand in the fire. Get some energy healing. Find your strength. Speak your truth from your heart, and then you don't have to edit your words. You don't have to worry about anybody being hurt. You don't have to worry about anybody being offended. Because at the end of the day, the person you're worrying about hurting is yourself. Is yourself.
Thank you. I'm going to email you. And
yes, do
I'll
that.
Email. Okay,
blessings to you for this very powerful reflection that we all get to have right here tonight, because I'm having a revelation myself. So beautiful. Thank you so much for calling. Peace and love to you.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, we're going to go on. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, 314. Brother, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Calling in area. Let's do. I skipped over.
Smoking up the house.
Oh, wait a minute. I skipped over somebody, and I guess somebody messing up the house, but we're going to go 805. 805? You're live.
Why?
805?
805. Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, this is Wanda from California. How are you?
All right, how you doing? We lost Ms. Blue? Oh, no, she's there.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just responding.
You're beating on the drum. Right.
Yes. All right, greetings. Who's in the house?
This is Wanda from California.
Oh, greetings, Wanda.
You ready, Wanda?
Yes, I'm ready.
We have the throat chakra again. We got the power of articulation. You're not speaking your truth. Yeah, yeah. You're adding. You're not coming from your heart with what you're thinking. You were you on earlier? You get the discipline.
Yes, I was.
Well, you're not being swift with your words. Your sword is in the stone. You're not in right timing. Your rhythm is all the way off. You have to get back to the power of articulating your truth from your heart. Truth from your heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Wanda. Wanda. Is this... Do we know this, Wanda? I know this, Wanda, don't I?
Yes, you do, Ms. Blue.
Okay. I do know this, Wanda, but you're not in the class, are you, Wanda?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought that was you. You wasn't going to say it. All right. I said
Wanda from California. I thought you knew who I was.
Yes. Okay, we got a kid in the house now. All right. Wanda, here's what's going on with you. Another thing, you got 11 days coming up, which is really, really great with a lot of the work that you've been doing. So doing some amazing things. Here's what you need to do at this time. Speak your truth. You got to do that. Speak truth. You know, a lot of what's been going on lately, you have been speaking your truth. So now, here's what Spirit is saying. Stand your ground. Because, see, that's what happens with you. You start speaking your truth, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't become consistent with you. I see you going all over the place like a winding road. Does that make sense? It's kind of like saying, all right, everybody's going to go to bed at 9, and you do that for a week, and then it's, damn, it's 12 o'clock. Why y'all up?
That's so true. I'm thinking about a certain situation in my life. Yes.
Yeah. You have to stand your ground. Take small steps with yourself with this. You have to take small steps with yourself with this. Don't rush into this too fast. Don't move with this too quick. And in 11 days, it's going to be some things that transpire here. And then ask for help, because this is a little bit of your kryptonite, Wanda. So I'm glad to have you in the class, but this is a part of your kryptonite, asking for help. You know, you kind of one of those chicks that like, you got this.
I had to depend on me. I got so used to that.
And it's a good quality, trust me, from a sister who got this, okay? Trust me. So I got a T-shirt, been there, done that. But know that there is absolutely nothing wrong with reaching out for help. And let me tell you why. Because what you're trying to do, and constantly when you're in the relationship, you're trying to be the help. Matter of fact, as soon as you started speaking, I seen the cover, or what you would call the post for the movie, The Help.
The Help.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's Wanda? So what I'm telling you, Wanda, is this. You want to do so much helping when you get in a relationship to it because it's a falter for you. But the truth of the matter is, and that help is not even appreciated and accepted in its own honesty. Because the truth is, you won't let nobody help you, and you cannot give or get what you're not willing to do, period. It is the ebb and flow. Because let me tell you what happens. You know what happens to a dam? a dam gets clogged up. That's what happens with the dam. That's why a beaver typically will go in a dam and wants to build things. And this is why one of my acronyms for dam became decide, take action, and make some movements. Because there's not a whole lot of movement going on in dam. And when you're not willing to reach out, ask for help, and come from that place of honesty, you create a dam for yourself. It's not the ebb and flow of the ocean that naturally a river goes into a stream goes into the river, and a river goes into the ocean goes into the sea. You got to have this flow. It has to go out and come in. It has to go both ways. Stop damning yourself in the wrong kind of dam. You need to do the other dam. You need to dam it, decide, take action, and make some movements. So, asking for help. 11 days, Wanda. It's coming for you, girl. It's coming for you.
11 days? What's going to happen in 11 days?
11 days, you're going to have an opportunity to see if you got this for real. You got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't say you don't give a damn.
Don't say you don't give a damn, because we know what that means.
Speak up.
So there you go. Stand your ground. Don't drop the ball. You're doing the right things. You're going at it the right way. Stop being the damn help. Take the apron off. Let somebody help you, you know? Let someone help you. Go to a restaurant and have somebody serve you. Let someone help you for change.
Right. Rent the movie. Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Bring the help back.
Yeah.
Way back to Blockbuster.
That's a good one. Yes. And Wanda, don't forget your homework. I know you, I'm sure you're going to turn it off, but don't forget your homework.
Oh, I tell you.
I did it. I turned it in.
How did it feel? Kim moment real quick. How did it feel?
Ooh, there was so much revelations coming up this week for me. Oh, my goodness. Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Kim
yes,
business,
indeed.
Guys. A new
chemistry.
Way of doing business. Yeah, right. Chemistry going on. Well, it's an honor to be working with you in the Kim business class. Thank you so much for calling
in. See you
in
tomorrow,
tonight.
Wanda.
Yes.
All right, see you. Thank you. It's an honor working with both of you, too. It really was amazing.
Thank you.
Peace and
thank
love.
You.
Peace.
Right.
That's beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in area code 314. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Blue. This is Nova from St. Louis.
Okay, greetings to you, Nova from St. Louis.
Salute. All right, let's see what the Lou got out there. What's your name again?
Nova.
Nova.
All right. Well,
like supernova?
Yeah.
Like the star supernova, that whole system. Yeah, beautiful.
Damn. Intuition. Intuition. Third eye. Keep going for the kids' view. We had the Baphomet. Best and final offer met, and what's happening? You keep being on the wrong side of the deal, eating paper. Wrong side of the deal, not using your intuition to make a sound decision.
Okay.
Not using your intuition. So this is all about. Remember earlier, if you was on the call, I say intuition. The tuition you already been paid for the lesson.
Okay.
So whenever it's time to make a decision, sit back for a while and figure out where our scene is at already.
Most definitely.
But you keep being on the run. That's what's pissing you off because, damn, got me again. Keep getting you in different ways. And you're using somebody else as the scapegoat.
Right. Understood.
Understood. Check this out. You know what integrity is? Just like the integrity of a bicycle rim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the integrity of a bicycle rim?
The integrity of a bicycle rim, it has to be strong or else it will fold or fold in.
So what's the integrity of it?
Strong.
The integrity of the bicycle rim are the sports.
Yes, yeah, right.
All right? If you start to remove the spokes, you're going to start to compromise the integrity of the rim.
Okay.
Okay? So it's just like you going in a business deal with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you use this rim, and you have four spokes in this rim. You say, I want this person to have this quality, I want this quality. Well, if two of those qualities not there, you can't do business because you're starting to compromise the integrity and it's going to fall through and put you on the wrong side.
I got you.
Stop compromising. If you have a female you like and you write this list of things down you want and it don't add up to what you have on that list, you're starting to compromise the integrity and you will be on the wrong side. And you can't get mad at her because she was up front and say, I didn't have that in the first place.
Very much so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What you have?
Very much so.
Yes. Let me ask you a question because I see some really strange activity when it comes to you and your job at work. What's going on with that, Noah?
With my job at work? I'm actually currently looking for another job. I mean...
Yes. Did this transpire? How long have you been out of work?
About a month or so from the last.
Yeah, about 30 days. About 30 days, right? About 30 days. Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. And again, you guys, I'm using the Kim business deck. aspect, which is really the reflection of your higher self. And I'm going to use this, Nova, because it's a good point. I knew that this had a lot to do with you trying to get employment, and it had a lot to do with I've seen sort of a lot of different strange kind of movement when it came to job in 30 days. And the card came up for you was New Beginner, which is card number 30 in the deck. So, you know, the Kim deck only uses just signs and symbols, but uses them in all kinds of ways. As you can see, you said about 30 days, and this is card 30. And so here's the deal with you. The deal is this. I want you to begin to think of yourself at this time as a beginner, as a brand new beginner. And I know that's difficult for you, but you are a beginner. You're without skills. I want you to forget your skills for just a moment, because one of the things that you don't take well to is change.
Okay.
And as a result of it, you keep getting shit to change. And that's not feeling so good in most cases. So this is about you really taking this approach when it comes to you looking for this job. I want you to go in with your confidence, because you're a very confident brother in what you can and can't do. By the way, that goes with relationship too. Just thought I'd add that in there. I caught a little bit. But, you know, this is really about you being a beginner, you know, without skills, and coming from the position of not so much what you know, get what I'm saying, but what you're willing to learn, what you're willing to master, what you're willing to invest in. I want you to start looking for those things. Don't lock yourself into the same type of jobs you've always done. It's time now for you, Spirit is saying, is begin to move into a new phase in your life. A lot of new things are coming in your life. Have you noticed that, Nova?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I'm actually tired. I've been said I'm tired of doing what I was doing. I wanted to do something else, because I don't see the longevity in it.
Yes.
I don't want to do it for life. So
this is
I've
it.
I've been at that point.
Yes, this is where you are. Listen, there could not be a better time for you to start really exploring. But I want you to begin to explore those things that you don't know. You spend so much time focusing on what you do know. Now it's time for you to kick that box to the side and begin to walk into your future really ready to embrace yourself as the new beginner. And a beginner takes a very different position than somebody who calls themselves a master or someone who thinks that they got this. See, it's a completely different mindset that you're coming in. If you know that there's something new for you here, then your whole attitude change. And that's how I want you to approach day. I see some things coming through for you with the next 7 to 8 days. And I want you to approach this as a new person, see it for the first time. When you wake up in the morning, you get to put those clothes on. I want you to look at those clothes and you've never looked at them before. Look at yourself the way that you've never looked at yourself before. Begin to bring some new shit into your life. That's the real hotness here for you. And this is where you're going to get a lot of your gems. Don't be afraid of change. You're ready for it. It's time for you to embrace it. And you can begin to walk into this energy with some beautiful, beautiful energy.
Yeah, it's most definitely time for some new things. The old things pretty much got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I definitely understand.
Yeah, it's gotten on nerves because you think you know it too well. Recognize you're the new beginner here. You're the baby. You're starting. You're going back to being the freshman. You're no longer a senior. You're the freshman. And if it's getting on your nerves, know that you have gotten yourself too much into the position of thinking you got this, because you can find a lot of jewels there. You are the new beginner here. Learn the lessons. Learn what you need to learn. Gain power, and then begin to walk into your future.
Understood.
All right. And come back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, good position, man.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Peace, love, peace.
All right.
Peace, love.
All right, thank you. Peace.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother.
We are live here with Brother Bilal. Where
yes,
else in the world could you Could you, this Brother Bilal, Miss Blue, doing readings? Oh my God,
yes.
16 minutes
yes.
to go. We're going to go into the after hours because almost 50 of you are online and it's almost about 50. Well, no, that's what I see, 50. But the phone lines are full. I just got
to line it up.
That. Yeah, and everybody has their hand up. And I tell you, we're going to go to the next caller. 15 minutes to go. If you can get in, you want to get in. 466-522-7711 is the number to call. This is definitely a download must. Don't worry. We're going to be back here Sunday night. We're going to be doing feng shui in a whole new way. Feng shui way.
Right.
It's going down. Let's see. Go to the next caller. Let's see here. I believe this is where I left off. Calling in from area code 409. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hello?
403. Is this 403? Yes. Did I already call you 403?
Did you already call 403?
Yes.
Calling you now, huh?
I'm not really sure if you did, but I know I'm here now.
Okay, and who's on the line, please?
This is Das What's Up from the chat room.
Oh, greetings, Das What's Up.
How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from? Tell everybody where you're at, Das What's Up.
I'm really happy to say that I'm calling from Calgary, Canada. It's a very nice night out.
Oh,
that's
what's up. That's what's up. I bet it
is.
That is
what's up. That's what's up.
That is right.
Let's see if we get you lined up with the discipline. What discipline is it? Hold on. Right back at power again. Well, we're not getting out of the power, huh? Yeah. This is standing up, saying no. You becoming a yes man, and you're losing your power as a result of it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're losing your power as a result of it. Go just like I told the last caller. It's certain things. Exercise your will. What you say you will not do, don't do it. What you say you will do, keep your word. It's connected to you getting your power back. You understand? Even if going to a party, a kid's birthday party, I will be there. You better be there. Because you have to go pick all your power. You done left yourself too many places.
Could you expound on that again? Because to be real with you, I'm not connecting with that as much. But I know that you broke down power before.
Right.
And there was a lot of that I did connect with when you broke it down earlier. So that's why I asked you to do that, please.
Okay, and yours is in a sense of will, okay? And when I talked about power earlier, I say the ability to say no, but it's in you exercising, making a good decision if you're going to be somewhere or not. Whenever you tell someone you're going to do something, you're actually sending your will into the future, what we would call the future. Okay? And you must go there to pick yourself up. Let me explain to you. What is consciousness?
It's being aware.
Of what?
All of the planes, like physical, mental...
No, it's being aware of what? Consciousness is being aware, but being aware of what? And could you truly be conscious if you don't know what it is?
Aware of yourself.
Let me explain to you what consciousness is so you can understand this, right?
All right.
When you we're going back to the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks you to come to a party, you need to tell them, you know what, let me think about that. So I can see how I'm feeling. Because if someone asks you to come to a party on Monday and the party is Saturday, it's a lot go on in between the week.
Yes.
So consciousness is being aware, but it's being aware of what you feel and think.
That's right.
Together. Not just being aware.
And what I'm telling you is, you done made some commitments to be some places, and you didn't show up. So you're losing your power. That's why when they call you on the phone, you look at the phone and don't want to answer. The ring on the phone is more powerful than you picking it up. You so scared to answer the phone because you know you didn't keep your damn word.
I mean, guess what? Listen, you
didn't break your word with them. You broke it with yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I really appreciate you. I don't see it. Like, currently, maybe something in the past or something, but I see, like, maybe power. Yeah, I can always have a little bit more power. I'm moving into a situation where...
Yeah, but power is not control over somebody else. That's not what power is. You're talking about control.
I've been wilding, saying wild shit to people. Maybe that might be that.
Yeah, that's not power. That's you talking crazy to somebody. Yeah, we're talking about, you understand, we're talking about you getting your power back. I mean, you keeping your damn word behind with you.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate you giving me the real breakdown, and I appreciate you. This is my first time hearing you, so that's great. Because I know I'm in a situation lately where I'm really speaking from the heart.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not having an issue with that. I'm just letting people know what it is. I resigned, you know, in order to do something closer to my heart, my craft, you know, that I'm honed in on, that I'm more of a specialist at, and the money straight, and yeah, everything is like good. And I actually socially, I don't have much going on. I'm just
so let me ask you, what is power to you then? How do you see that word?
Well, yeah, see, I resonate with it in a way. I'm saying power. I can't wait to my final day at work is tomorrow, and I look forward to building up the momentum. Which is giving me that power to really get into what I came here to do. What really?
Yeah, but you said you could use more power. What is power?
Energy, yo.
Huh?
Energy. Like this work kind of draining me, you know, making me a little tired when I go to this.
You,
job,
so you don't you have know? As much power because power. We're talking about energy, you know, like your power, your power.
Exactly. That's so.
You
that's
just
what
said
I'm
you didn't have. You said you didn't have a power problem. Not you. You don't have enough energy.
Right. That's where I connect with it more. Like on a more like of a tip like that. But as far as you know, not meeting up with people, you know, meetings or anything like that. I'm not really
That was an example. That was an example.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question because I want to get this. We have about 9 minutes left to go. So 640-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to go into the after hours. Hopefully we have some after hours here. But I want to say this to you. That's what's up. What did you call in tonight and press 1?
Did I call in and press 1?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely did a couple times.
Yeah, so I'm saying, why did you call in? What was the reason for? Because we were giving readings tonight. What was the reason for you calling in and pressing 1?
Oh, wow. I called in to get a reading because some things that we spoke about earlier, I had made some big changes with my work. And basically, I'm taking some great risks. I feel good about them. I usually call in with you for confirmation things. There has been some disappointments in the area of love and relationships. So I just wanted to, I was just curious. I would say the best way to encapsulate why I called is curiosity.
Curiosity for yourself or curiosity for what?
Curiosity for blind spots that maybe you could catch.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the blind spots, and thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. That was up. One of the blind spots was the blind spot that Brother Bilal was explaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the major blind spots there. And I want to share something else with you because it's kind of going to go hand in hand with also what I picked up at this particular time, too. And I pulled a card from the Kim deck, and what came up was gentleness, diplomacy. And you might have heard me talk about this, and this is really to speak to everything that's going on for you. It has to do with your work. It has to do with your job. And you said just recently you decided that you were going to follow sort of within your heart and begin to get more into that work, your particular work. And I want you to talk to me very briefly about what happened almost about 7 days ago, because I see that this was a turning point for you. What happened about 7 days ago?
About 7 days ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know really. I mean, which subject are we talking about?
I just want you to be able to be in tune. And let me tell you why. Because one of the things, it has to do with soft spots, and it so has to do with keys of life. One of the things that you're wanting is to follow more what's true to your heart, correct? But what's happening is you're not an act member in your life. I just asked you one question that you struggled for. And
no doubt.
One of the questions I asked you was, why did you call? And you kind of struggled with that answer. And then
absolutely.
I asked you about what was going on in your life over the last couple of 7 days. You couldn't think of anything. It's your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's your life. It's not anybody else's life. You got some big changes coming up. You need to be present. Because anytime somebody hits you in one of your soft spots, what happens is you drop a key. You drop a key. What happens when you get to a locked door and you don't have all your keys?
You can't open them.
You can't open them. So this is really about you being in that place where you can begin to what you're wanting for people to have this for yourself. And what you're wanting for people that you don't have for yourself is a lot of gentleness and diplomacy. And I want to kind of call somebody out right now because for people in the chat, someone said that they feel sorry for you.
A what?
They feel sorry for you. And I want to ask you a question. Why would somebody feel sorry for you?
I don't know what they're talking about. I'm great.
Exactly. Why would somebody feel sorry for you? But see, I'm showing you this reflection so you can then begin to take this to other places in your life. The reason they feel sorry for you is because they feel sorry for themselves. Since we can have empathy and sympathy for things that we're doing too. And there is how we always say, you know, spade knows a spade, a joker knows a joke. You know, everybody can recognize this, what's going on, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing that I want to tell you here is to make sure that you recognize your soft spots and that when these soft spots come up because of things you've done, and let's just call it on this human level, things in the past, and now they're coming back to you full circle, that you're dropping your key. That you're standing there and you're really recognizing this is a soft spot for me and I'm going to be open to receive this. It looks like it's called up.
Oh, he called his call drop?
Yeah, but I'm sure that he got the message. Amazing brother, doing some wonderful things. So there you go. You got it. You definitely got it. Be active in your life. Be very present in your life. You got a lot of great things going on. And just face
them.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right.
Good.
So beautiful, beautiful. Okay, 1 minute to go. So this is what we're going to do for those people. for those who cannot hear the show, and I so hate that you can't, 646-622-2711 is the number to call. We're back going to the after hours. I want to say thank you publicly here to Brother Bilal for coming on the show, agreeing to come on the show tonight and sharing this very profound lesson with us here. And also thank you for all the work that you do. And give out your website again, www.BilalTheExperience.com. You can find Brother Bilal's book there. Amazing book. I'm telling you, you have to get this book. It really is a very short read, but a very powerful read. As you guys can tell, this is a brother who definitely knows and understands the language of words. He understands it very well on all levels, mental, physical, and spiritual levels. So a beautiful combination. He's also the brother that is working with me in the Kim Business class, which tomorrow is Tuesday.
I know. Graduation tomorrow.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Graduation's today. So here we go, you guys. We're going into the after hours. If you like this show, I want you to get yourself over Facebook or even here on Blog Talk Radio /Remix and like it here. If you love it, leave a comment. Love it. Let us know you love it. You want to hear more of this. And then download. And I'll be catching you guys on Twitter, Facebook, you know, all the things that we do over there. I want to hear your feedback on this. Much love, warm spirit. We're going into the after hours because there's so many people with their hands up tonight. And I'm loving the Kim deck. If you don't have a Kim deck,
get
a Kim deck. Everybody in the house needs to have their own. You don't want to share. It's like a good bag of chips. You don't want to share.
Right. Okay.
Yes, I definitely don't want to share mine. All right, so we're in the after hours now. I want to just say peace and greetings to everybody who's on the line. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to go to the next caller. And I believe this is where we left off. So let's see. Calling in from area 678, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah.
Who's on the line, please?
Yes, my name is Julius, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
All right.
Julie, say your name again.
Julius.
From Atlanta. Julius from Atlanta. Your energy seems familiar, Julius. Yeah, Julius. All right, Julius.
All right. You looking to get lined up tonight, my man?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The discipline you need to work on is grounding that ego.
Wow. That's crazy.
Grounding that ego. And see what happened with the ego, it gives you a level of arrogance. You understand? But just like I was talking about the energy, because it's going to, You're really going to rob your own self of your energy. You're going to put yourself in a bad situation where you're not going to have no choice but to ground it.
Oh, yeah. Can you elaborate more? Yeah, I hear you.
Well, it's just like with the bald eagle, okay? Like I said, the eagle could soar, but it could only last for so long. So it's about you coming back down to earth.
Wow.
But you humbling yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with other people not knowing what they know. All right? Wait, let me ask you something. How do you feel about ignorance?
I feel like a lot of times when I'm dealing with myself, it's hard to be around it, really.
Hard to be around it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this,
not saying that I don't feel like I have ignorance in myself still. It's almost like as I try to separate myself from it, it's hard to be.
You don't have ignorance in yourself still. You're gonna always have ignorance because ignorance, the meaning of ignorance is the absence of knowing.
Yeah.
And nobody know everything.
All right.
All right? Guess why education exists?
To learn.
Because of ignorance.
Oh, yeah.
So the teachers that mad at the students for being ignorant, they're being employed by ignorance. But how else will we learn if we once not know it? But you got to come back down to earth. Well, if you don't come back down to earth, somebody's going, you'll get knocked out the sky anyway. So it's time to come. It's time to humble yourself.
Yeah, it resonates because I went off my numerology, and it was telling me something about being a connection between the subconscious and conscious. And I was always I'm always thinking about that. You know, every day I'm almost thinking about that.
Beautiful.
It kind of cleared it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to know. Julius, let me ask you a question. Tell me about what happened to you when you were 19 and between you and your mother.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I see what it, I wouldn't say this, between 19 and 22.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it didn't stop 19. This is just really where it started. This is where it started to, the ball just kind of started rolling in this direction.
Wow. After I graduated high school, I tried to have like a relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 18 when I graduated, and 19 after I graduated.
Right.
I tried to be more in contact with her because I didn't grow up with her. And,
mm-hmm.
Things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this, and I want to share something with you because I've really seen that picture. And, you know, one of the things, Julius, it kind of brought tears to my eyes because I've seen you standing there really wanting that love that you had missed, in a sense, from your mother, wanting that. And a lot of what you're dealing with right now in your own life, because so much of that has come from you having to almost nurture yourself. So typically when it comes to a relationship, that's kind of what you want, you know? You want to be able to be the young boy to get nurtured and still be that God to get love and support. So that's very important to you, wouldn't you say?
Man, I would like to say to anybody who don't believe in what y'all doing, they need to, you know how the rappers say, they need to kill themselves. Man, you couldn't hit that on top of the tip of the nail.
Mm-hmm. Ah, beautiful. Well, yeah, I literally, seriously, I got tears in my eyes because I could feel your heart, you know, really feel your heart. And this is what I want to tell you. It is about your ego because so much of that you had to put forward, you know, it's kind of like being a big man. You know, you can't let nobody see that some of these things that are true and dear to you. And any woman that has the opportunity to be in your presence is truly a blessing because you really are this brother that wants to give that love and receive it honestly. And that's what you're looking for. So here's the words I'm going to leave you with. Know that all of your seeds, whether those are words that you speak, whether that is love that you're giving, or whether it is the seeds of your sperm, you need to set them with intention. Set them with intention.
In layman terms.
In layman terms, that means only go where your heart is truly at. Where your heart is.
Hmm.
Where your heart is. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, lots of people around you that want to nurture and love you but that's because they can see into your heart. And so you here have to use your intuition. You have to use your third eye and make sure that you're not falling prey to what you've desired so much and that you're truly going where your heart is.
I have just one question, not to take up a lot of time.
Go ahead.
My whole thing is basically about trying to find my path into, just like you said, I've been having to raise myself, teach myself. My older brother passed a few years ago, and he was like my father, my guidance in life. And you know, I had a daughter, you know, back in 2005, and it was like, you know, life has been in a circle. I feel like I've been in a circle because of not knowing something that I feel like I should have been taught by a parent or somebody like that. So it's been difficult, you know, living life in the streets. Or I do music also, and so it's like I've been living this life trying to find answers. And I found some answers to get to this point to where I'm even on this phone talking, you know. But, you know, everything y'all saying is hitting on a nail, but it's like a certain curve that I guess I'm getting from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, were you on the show earlier listening to The Discipline?
Yes, I was.
Make sure you look at Discipline number 10 also.
Which
that's
one?
Ms. Blue was just speaking to number 10. As uh-huh. So is Social Reef.
Yeah. And I know I can hear you, Julius, when you say you're sort of kind of searching for that thing. Let me tell you, instantly, the goddess that I see around you. And the goddess I see around you is the goddess, her name is pronounced Dharma. And it's many different spellings for a name, but one of them is Dharma. But it's Dharma. Are you familiar with the goddess Dharma?
A little bit.
Tell me what you know about Dharma.
As far as like Bobby Hemmett may be speaking about it, but I've never like read anything on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you about her, because when I do sacred session readings, she comes up. She didn't come up often. In fact, I remember a very pivotal moment when she did come up, and this is a remix family member. I'm not going to put him too much on the spot. I don't even know if he's in the house tonight, but this is an amazing brother. And I knew instantly when Dharma came up for him, this energy was around him. But I'm going to give you a little bit about his template energy so you can understand where I'm going with this, about the Dharma being around you. And that is, Dharma came up for this particular brother, and his template energy is that he's a psychologist, and typically he works with children. So if we were to put that into spiritual terms, he was a healer of children. And I see this same energy around you, this energy of Dharma. I see her standing by you. And so a big part of your work here, and you have a lot of things to do, whether you're doing it through music, whether you're doing through many different modalities, it's really here as a teacher, but a teacher to help guide children.
Hmm.
Mm. Wow. That speaks.
Mm.
That speaks. Yeah. I'm always reaching out.
Yeah. I even see you doing sort of a mentorship program with young teenage boys in music. And really showing them how music has been your saving grace. In a sense, you say you didn't have a teacher, but your music has been a major teacher to you in your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you definitely carry that energy. I'll go in. I'm a little bit in your comic records here, but really you're here to guide children. You're here to do it. So you've been reaching out to them, you know, own it. It's going to open up so many amazing doors for you with your music and everything that you're doing. Yeah.
Is that's where it's healing at also, Ms. Blue?
Oh, yes. And this is where your healing is. This
fill the void in.
Yeah. This is where your healing is. This is it. Another thing that you can do is actually, and I talk about this a lot, you know, create this sacred space for yourself, this garden where you can have water. It must be some water there, lots of plants and trees, no people, no animals, unless you want to just have a butterfly there, because butterflies represent transformation. And over the course of the next 19 days, go meet yourself on the bench and have that conversation that you had, you'd love to have with yourself, of just really securing yourself and telling yourself how much love you are, how much you're cared for, provided for, and really take yourself into this portal. And any time that you feel that nurturing that you should have had, that you somehow missed, give it to yourself for 90 days. Afterwards, do some journaling each day, and you're going to see amazing breakthroughs. Excuse me. Amazing.
Wow. Hey, Ms. Blue, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say that the ego was saying, go back down to the kids, go back down to earth?
Go back down.
Oh, yeah. Because I've been, not stressing, but I've really been trying to get myself together because I turned 30 on August 31st. And my brother passed at 31, so, you know, I've been, you know, having that in my mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hit it on the nail, though.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And you're turning 30. I know you study all of the different schools of thoughts. The 31st, that's a 4-day. That's a grounding day. It's all about grounding energy. 3, 1, 4 to get grounded. So, yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Come back and let us know. I see you doing some amazing things. It's there for you. You just step into it. It's absolutely nothing wrong for you. Remember, we choose the tribe that came back to. A lot of this helped you in your rise.
Mm-hmm.
It has helped you to bring your consciousness to where it is. And so know that's where your power lies also, embracing those things. You came back here to do some work, and you're doing it. You have more work to do.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm excited for you, man. Get on it.
Ms. Blue, I'll be hitting you up on the email again.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. I give you a big hug and a kiss, okay?
All right, brother.
All right,
boss. All right, people.
Oh, beautiful energy there. Yeah. Very beautiful. Yes. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Ms. Blue?
Yes.
Okay, it's me. All right. I know that there's other 612s on the line. This is Leslie.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, Leslie. Another Kim business member. Another
Kimite. How you doing tonight?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing really well. I'm doing very, very well.
How's the
I mean,
you
know, all things considered. I'm really excited to get a reading today. Really excited. I've got some really transitional things happening in my life right now, and I'm loving to hear what you all see.
Line you up to the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we have to fake. We have to harvest. So understand right now that life is a boomerang. Whatever you throw back, got to come back to you. So make sure you throw some good out so good can come back. Whatever you throw,
it's coming back. Okay. Nice.
It's coming
okay.
back. You're in a very good position. Very good position. But just make sure you show you understand what you're planning and don't put no time on it. You know that. Don't put no time on it.
Right.
It has to come back. So you're in a powerful position.
Mm.
You're in the faith.
Very nice.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bla.
And make sure you ask for the substance of something, too, because, you know, faith is the substance.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, faith is the substance. That's just like a person asking for money. If they're asking for money, you don't get money. You have to ask for liberation. You have to ask for one to travel. You have to ask for the substance for the money to come in on. So
okay.
Be very wise in that department.
Okay.
Oh, Leslie, and I want to share some things with you, but let me ask you, did you do your homework?
Yes, I did my homework.
Yeah, it always works.
The very funny thing is that I know to O-Dark 30 in the morning, I've seen so many of the Kim business members online. I laughed about it. I was PMing people in Gmail, messing with them on Facebook, messing with them because they was up.
Right.
Up all night. Everybody was doing homework, doing some really, really great homework, getting to know the business itself. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things for you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this because you're in this place right now, Leslie. You're in this place right now. And this is about getting a new story.
Mm. Yes.
I want you to think about things that Brother Bilal told you about the boomerang effect. I want you to think about that. Of what you put out, it comes back to you. This is also a cause and effect. It's about action and it's about thought. And here's where you have an opportunity to do something completely different.
Okay.
You sing completely different. So, in short, what I'm going to tell you, Leslie, don't screw it up. Don't screw up by being caught in someone else's lot. Don't screw it up. Stay true to you. You understand what I'm saying? Give it some thought. When you're making these action steps, recognize the cause and effect. Recognize the boomerang. Want that boomerang to come back to you. Want it to. You understand what I'm saying? And I'll give you an example. When I put up the website and put everything up for the Kim business cards, and everyone started buying these cards, the company that produces them and manufactured them, I wanted that to come back so fast. In fact, I told this story to the Kim business class members. I was emailing them saying, why haven't y'all charged me yet for these cards? You know? Why haven't y'all charged me for this? Like, I was trying my best to pay them. I'm like, look, I'm so excited to give y'all this money. They said, we've never had anybody, like, want us to do them. I'm like, yes. One, I hate this shit. I don't like this stuff. I don't. Because I recognize that principle of free. I like to forgive. I like to give ahead. So I give a lot, and I receive a lot. You understand? Mm-hmm. And even those that, whether we say blessings are coming to, we know that when I'm giving these blessings to them, I use just really where spirit shows me. You crazy. I use these where spirit shows me to someone who also understands that on an energetic level. So, Leslie, this is what I'm saying to you. You are in getting a new story. Make sure that damn story is yours and not someone else's, because then that boomerang is, when it hits you, it may not be what you wanted. See, you want that boomerang to hit you, and you want it to be because it is your story, not someone else's story, not piggyback. I used to hate that when a person says, I'm going to piggyback off of what you said, you know. And I'm talking a little bit of my past life in the corporate world of doing things. I'm still there, but you guys know what I'm saying. That's another lie. And I hate when I'm saying something in a presentation, someone says, well, I just want to piggyback off of what she just said. No, don't piggyback off of me. Don't piggyback. Stand up on your own two feet, get your own damn story, and do your damn work. You see?
Yes.
Because then when that boomerang comes back, you can hold your arms open and say, I'm going to catch it. I'm going to catch it. Because this is coming to me. I know it's coming to me. See, sometimes what happens is that boomerang gets thrown and we come in on the curve and we just see a whole bunch of boomerangs out there and we got our hands up and they keep flying over our head. We're like, I thought that was mine. Shoot, I thought that was mine. I can't get that. Yeah, if it ain't your boomerang. And then when you're not looking, the boomerang hits you upside the head and knocks your ass out.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's time. Right. Okay.
You
know? Right.
And then you're like, well, damn, where did this boomerang come from? And everybody's looking at you like you threw that. You don't remember? That's your boomerang.
Right.
Okay. Great. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. It all lines up with everything. I pulled, oh, God. What's your little baby blue card this morning?
Oh,
and so it just goes right in line with everything, you know.
Beautiful. Yeah, it does. It does. Yes. That's about innocence. It's about having positive expectations. Beautiful.
And it's also the reward for you investing into yourself.
Yes, it is, because you have invested. Oh, sister, you've invested in yourself. You,
right. Kim Mike.
There you go.
Oh, well, thank you both. Thank you both. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. You guys, I have absolutely no idea how much time I have left, but we're just going to keep going. Brother Blau is here.
The Kim class represents tonight, huh?
It's the Kim class. They're in the chat room. They're in there. I'm going to call you guys out. Esther, Obsidian, Coyote. Who else is in there? They're probably up under some obscured names. So, you know, we don't see them in there, but we know the Kimmy is out there. So we're going to go to the next caller. Colin from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404? Okay, 404. Not there. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. 917, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917? 917 is walking and obviously out of breath. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. 646.
Good evening. Good night.
Good evening. Good night. Who's online, please?
This is Alanisha Corner from Brooklyn.
Who is it?
Alanisha Corner from Brooklyn.
Oh, greetings to you. Greetings to you.
Thank you. Greetings to you also.
Ready to line it up?
Yes, ready to line it up.
Let's do it. Yours. The energy I need you to get your discipline together for is... I am. Were you on the line earlier?
No, I actually missed the show earlier.
Yeah, we went over all the disciplines, the 12 disciplines. Yours is falling under I am, and this is connected to you accepting your uniqueness. There's no one on the planet like you. Be your damn self. Bottom line.
Bottom line, yes.
You can't lose. Get your signature drink, your signature meal. Be all of who you came here to be.
Okay.
I am. That's the discipline you have to work with. Do not adjust for no one. Don't sway. Don't bargain. Be all of you. You can't help but do that anyway because you are unique.
Yes, indeed.
All right. See, that's the opposite of rejection. Wow. You tell me your relationship with the word rejection.
My relationship with the word rejection?
Yeah.
I get very upset when it comes to rejection.
Get very upset, huh? Why you get very upset?
Because I feel like when it comes to rejection, when I want to move forward with something and I get rejected by, like, something happening or me not being able to do something that I want to do, I get very emotional and I'm very sensitive to that, like, whole situation. It's like rejection.
Revenge is the reason rejection exists. See, revenge comes up out of rejection. Let me bring you here. Let's go. We're going into a plant to an assembly line, okay?
Okay.
All right. On the assembly line, there's all laptops, and they just making the inspection. They're making sure every laptop looks the exact same. Which one is going to get off the assembly line? If we have laptops
coming down the assembly line, the one that does not look the same, the one that's different.
The one that don't, because it's unique. It's different. It's original.
Yeah.
Don't be no damn clone.
Okay.
Be unique. You understand? You see, they call that a reject because it don't look like the rest. It's a setup.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when we look at that word rejection, you need to go and see what it is. You need to really get a relationship with rejection. And Ms. Blue was talking about that one. What you felt on rejection, Ms. Blue?
Well, a lot of different things. I want to say, because I think time is getting at us here, and I want to get to this. Say your name for me one more time, please.
Lanisha.
Is it Lanisha?
Lanisha.
Lanisha?
No, La. Like La.
Lanisha. Lanisha. I don't know why I couldn't get Lanisha. Okay, Lanisha. I want to speak to everything that Brother Bilal said, because this is immediately when I got to your energy. I want you to tell me, and rejection is so story, but it doesn't have to be. And this is true, because this has a lot to do with the rejection you felt around when you were 5 or 6 from your father. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember so much of, like, 5 and 6 with my father, but throughout my life with my father, a lot of rejection,
Yes, it's a constant theme, like I said, and this is what Brother Bilal was speaking to, this rejection, be yourself, you know, being there. But I want you turn your perception of what you're perceiving things to be. See, rejection, you're perceiving a lot of things to be a form of rejection for you. But turn that inward, turn that towards yourself. And really begin to start to take a look at yourself, because one of the reasons why this is so difficult for you and rejection is so much a part of your kryptonite is because you really don't understand who you are.
Okay.
Now, we're all here learning about ourselves, and there's not a day that don't go by that I don't learn something new about Ms. Blue. And that's what I want to challenge you to, because this is where your keys of life is going to be for you, is that you have to begin to get to know Lanisha. That means what you like and what you don't like. You understand? The reason we're doing all this changing is because you're not sure if it is or isn't you. So can you see the uncertainty there and how that's easy to fall prey of not being yourself, being unique, when you don't recognize what is unique about you?
Yeah, I recognize what's unique about me. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. What is unique about you, Lanisha?
I would say that I love to help people, that I love to learn no matter what it may be. I love to, like, just learn, gain knowledge. I love birth. I love creation. I love things that people would just find weird and, like, out of, like,
like what? Like, give me an example, because like, everything that you said to me speaks to the million remix listeners. So tell me your unique.
I would say just birth. I could watch birth, like women give birth, animals give birth. I think that's like what's unique about me.
Mm-hmm. And it's a uniqueness. All that other stuff you said at the beginning, that's not unique. It's a great thing, but it's not unique. So stay, you know, be able to recognize those things that are truly unique about yourself, because you do know what they are. But those other things you named, they aren't really the uniqueness about you. And then I want you to go even deeper than that, because that's surface stuff. I want you to go a little bit deeper than that in your uniqueness, because you are unique. And definitely stop changing. You know, recognize your uniqueness, who you are and what you are, and embrace that. Stop thinking something is wrong with you, that you have to somehow fix something about you. Nothing needs to be fixed. There's nothing broken.
Okay.
There's nothing broken.
And then let me ask you something. If you shop at Walmart and your birthday come around, what kind of gift cards are your family going to buy you?
What kind of gift cards?
If they know you shop at Walmart all the time, what do you think they're going to buy you?
I'm
if they'll
not
get
sure.
you a gift card.
Probably something with food, like a restaurant or something.
Well, if they know you shop at Walmart all the time, I mean, more than likely, they may get you a Walmart gift card because they know you love it so much.
Okay.
It's no different from you shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue, and they know you love it so much, they're going to buy you Saks Fifth Avenue gift card, if there was such a thing for Saks. But what I'm trying to show you is people are going to treat you how you treat yourself. The reality is the rejection you've been getting is the rejection you've been putting on your own self.
Yeah.
People are treating you all the time like you treat yourself.
So true. So true and so profound. So let me ask you, what is the number one thing you get rejected from?
I would say, I would say not being, for example, like my friends, they wouldn't like include me in things that they're about to do or they're doing. So,
because why do you think they're not including you?
I don't know. So I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
But just like feeling like left out, I guess. So that's like a form of rejection to me.
Mm-hmm. But that's not that's not your biggest rejection. What's your biggest rejection?
I think my biggest rejection is like growing up and my father living or being with his, like I have a sister, a younger sister, and living and being with her.
And not being with you.
Yeah. And I turned out to be, like, the one that graduated from college, and she, like, had a baby, and she's younger than me, had a baby, and I didn't even know she completed college. But I guess, like, that's the one rejection, like, me being more, I guess, successful than she was, and she was, like, the star child and stuff.
So let me ask you the question, because here's what I'm picking up, that how are you in relationships?
In relationships, I feel that I'm very needy and I need attention. Like, I know that, but it's not to the extreme.
So, but relationships for you is where you get your most of your hurtful projections.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me just give you a jewel here in this. Is I want to give you a jewel here with this about the perception of what rejection is. And I want you to recognize that what you want more than anything is to be chosen. And what happens in relationships is you don't get to be the girl that they choose.
Okay.
When you say, okay, tell me what that means.
It just means, okay, that I'm accepting everything that you're saying and trying to process it.
Yeah, okay. So in the relationships where you're having struggles, and it has a lot to do with either them being with someone else and rejecting you, would you say that is true?
No.
No? So what do you see it is?
I wouldn't know that because the relationship that I've been in, one of them ended. I went to college and that was like my longest relationship and that ended. I don't know if he had another girlfriend or what happened. But I don't know if the relationship that I had, if they chose someone else.
Even if it isn't someone else, it was a choice to not be together.
Okay.
Would you agree? It's still a choice.
Yeah.
And here's what I want you to know is that you have got to stop rejecting things in order for you not to be rejected. And this is about being open and not necessarily talking about this, but you can learn a lot from just this conversation because just about everything we said to you, you rejected it. I wanted you to hear that honestly, you see, because a lot of times we really can't hear ourselves, and Miss Blue is an exception to that, Brother Bilal or anybody. And sometimes what we're fighting against the most or what we don't want to happen the most is what we're doing to ourselves. That's what Brother Bilal was speaking to you, and this is what I see. It is your perception. This is where your keys life are for you. Change your perception. The rejection thing is big for you, but you're constantly rejecting everything. So it has no other choice but for you to get rejected. So you don't want rejection? Stop rejecting things before you truly understand what it is you're rejecting. And ask yourself why. The situation between your sister and your father, very hurtful. And I can only imagine what it feels like. I know that this really started to set its seeds in around 5 years old. And this continued as you grew up. That rejection piece was embedded into your DNA. And naturally, you do it. Naturally, we all do with things that have been embedded to our DNA. And so for you, I want you to sit down and think about those things that you don't reject, you know, whether it be food, whether it be an idea, whether it be a way of thinking. And then I want you to. You still there?
Yeah.
And then also ask your friends the honest question. You know, sit down and ask them, say, hey, why don't you guys invite me when y'all are doing certain things? You even got yourself to the point where you rejected even finding out the answer. Always want to know. Stay on that quest of knowledge. Knowledge for yourself. You did it while you were in college. It doesn't end there. Stay on that quest for knowing. Knowing for yourself, you can continuously have growth in your progress. If you ask them why they didn't, they're going to tell you because they knew, and I guarantee you this, that you were going to reject what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. those are just things to think about. That's open up so many more doors for you. And really just lift your heart to make it so much lighter. You're very young as far as your human age, but I feel you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulder, and you don't need to do that.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Peace
and
love. Have a great night.
Beautiful.
Beautiful reflection there.
That was so nice.
Yeah, beautiful. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 21. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, I finally got on. I'm a little hoarse. I'm so sorry. I lost my voice earlier.
Oh, you lost your voice. That throat chakra is closed up.
Yeah, it's closing up, but I'll eat lemons tomorrow. But anyway, I'm from Merrillville, Indiana, and my name is Adrian.
Okay, hey, Adrian.
Hello, hi.
We're coming with it. We're at the using your intuition. You're winding up on the wrong side of the situation.
Hmm.
You're not sitting with it long enough to figure out what move you need to make. That's the one where you need to appoint a trusted friend or someone with more experience to get advice from, or to get some type of leverage on the experiences.
Oh, okay. The intuition.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to.
Yeah, because it was going to do, we talked about earlier, the scapegoat, because you keep blaming people for something that happened, but it's you, your hand is in it as well. You understand?
Okay.
So mm-hmm. it's about your integrity. Make sure you keep your integrity.
Okay.
It's just like, you know what, it's just like going to Best Buy. Buy the warranty.
Okay.
Okay. Buy the warranty. Buy you some integrity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which number was intuition? Let me look. Is it number 12? Okay.
That's number 12, yes.
Yeah. Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry, and I hate to make you.
That's okay. Adrian.
Adrian, yes, Adrian. Adrian, let me ask you a question. For your work that you do, you don't speak for a living, do you?
I don't have to speak a lot for a living, but I do speak for a living.
Well, we all got to speak for a living. What
right?
do you know? Well, what do, mm-hmm, go ahead.
What
go
do
ahead.
I do?
Yeah.
Recently, I was a teacher, and I'm more so. I consider myself more of a counselor.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, because here's where I'm going with this. I'm going to share a story with you, and you're going to appreciate this. I hope you get this in because this is good, because this is where I'm going. You're a teacher. You do speak for a living, but it's summertime. You wasn't teaching or anything during the summer, were you?
No.
No. Okay. So here's how and follow me where I'm going here. Before I moved into different type work. Well, let me just say, for almost about 15 years of my life, and I've kind of lost count, I was a corporate trainer.
Yeah.
And so I spoke for a living. You know, I was constantly speaking for a living. And I noticed when working with a particular project, and I had to do a lot of traveling, and I was back and forth, I had to leave my kids and everything, I started having voice failure. And I had never heard that. I was like, what the hell? Voice failure. I would lose my voice. Zoop, gone. And the doctor said, I said, well, do I have laryngitis? He said, no, you don't have laryngitis. You have voice failure.
What?
And that puzzled me because I could not understand why would my voice fail? Well, years later, thank God for consciousness, huh? And thank that's thanking ourselves, you know. Thank our higher self. Thank God for consciousness. I really got a good understanding about what voice failure was. And just like with you, are they telling you you have laryngitis?
No. Just my sinuses sometimes drain in my throat.
Ooh, Leslie, Leslie must be doing something over there with her homework. Adrian, you're going to love this so much. Let me give you two things, because when things happen, you guys know I'm also a holistic practitioner, and I do the holistic readings, what I call the life plan readings. But one of the things that we do is we take a look when I do with this, with any of the clients I work with, we deal at the occult side of what's going on with you. Now, two things. You said sinus. That sinus draining is irritation. That is something in your life is irritating the hell out of you. And you know it's true. See, there is no denying it. You know, we're gonna take that laugh as a yes, Adrian.
Yes.
And then the next thing is, what you have is a case of laryngitis. Your voice is gone. And laryngitis is when you get so damn mad and upset. You can't even speak. It has pissed you off so much, you can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? And then you cannot speak it to the person you want to speak it to, because yeah. You know if you do what they're going to do, and it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as a result of it, Adrian, your throat chakra has just shut it down. That's what's happened.
Okay.
That's what's happened for you. So two things here. I'm going to give you what I like to call a magical statement, or an antidote, as they call it, that you work with that's going to help you kind of get your voice back, pull your energy, and bring it into the right space. The first thing, I want you to know, and you can write this any way you feel comfortable, that you are free to ask for what you want.
Okay. Free to ask for what I want.
Yes. And that you're at a very safe place. That you're safe. You're safe.
Okay.
And it's also, you know, it's safe for you to express yourself. So you can say something like, I am safe to express myself.
Okay. I am safe to express myself.
See, your voice is coming back already, Leslie.
I tell you.
It's a miracle, Leslie. I keep calling you Leslie. Adrian. Adrian, I know you heard your voice back, Adrian. Stop playing.
I don't know.
Link that to Bafa for me, the best and final offer.
What?
Have you been listening to the show, Adrian, all
yes,
night?
Yes, the whole night, because I've been sitting on the phone for the longest, so I've been waiting.
Yes. The best and final offer that you have. I want you to begin to think about this, but I'll do one better, Brother Bilal. I want you to link the Baphomet to this.
Well, when you just told her it's safe to say what she wants out of the relationship or whatever she's dealing with, it's like give your best and final offer. I mean, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just did that a couple of days ago. I told him,
you
know, we either do this or I'm out.
Yeah, you gave your Baphom. You gave your Baphom.
Yeah, you did.
Now, what's going to happen is either that Baphom is going to be met or it's not.
Are you going to eat that paper you're writing on right now?
Yeah, or you're going to eat it, you know?
That's
my
okay.
Daddy.
I don't give ultimatums unless I'm just through. So if it
does,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And here's what I want you to also know, because that, like I said, that sinus, you know, this is a person that's irritating you. It's an irritation. I want you to recognize that a big part of this irritation is not their fault. It is for you not speaking your truth.
Okay.
You see how your voice just went back to normal? You see that? I want you to hear it because this is real, you guys. When I talk about magic, I'm talking about some real stuff here. These are ancient principles that have been around since the beginning of time. Trust me, Miss Blue did not pull this out of the blue. It exists for all of us. All of us. And so you have to begin to get to that place to understand that your communication really is what is connect. Your spirit rides your communication.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
This is how we can have blocks in different areas of our body. This is how we can feel like our spirit is being held back. You understand? Some people, something's holding me back, Miss Blue. Yes, it is. You understand? Yes. Because your spirit can't ride. Your spirit needs to feel and move and just go and just come, you know? Your spirit is not in your mind. It lives in your body. Listen
right.
to God. Your throat is telling you because you refuse to speak. Don't shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you refuse to come from your heart. And know that that's not just about giving bottles. Because the first person you got to give that bottle to is to Adrian.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because the person in the relationship has been consistent being them. You're the one not consistent.
Right.
So you got to give yourself your best and final offer. And then meet that. Close that deal with yourself.
Mm.
Get to the Baphomet with it. This is why there's so much power in that symbol, Baphomet. Meet the agreement.
Mm.
Meet it.
Right.
Mm.
Give it to yourself.
No
so
more
that,
scapegoat.
Yeah, that best and final offer, it's great to give it to them. But you got to have one for yourself. Because you're the one here who has not been consistent, and you're the one here that has not been telling the truth.
I guess you're right. I mean, because I communicated it, but you know, now with technology, I just text it instead of speaking it.
Ooh, and the, you know, let me tell you something about. And people, hear me on this. If you don't hear nothing else Miss Blue has said tonight, hear this. Texting is not communication.
Right, I know.
Texting is not communication. Don't let somebody make that the only forms of communication. In a way, it's kind of a cop-out. You understand? I don't really have to say. I don't, you know, and I'm not saying because I like to text too every now and again.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
you're right about that, though.
I'm
right.
not a texter, but every
yeah,
now and
right.
again.
Because he doesn't like it when I do that. When I get mad, he said, why are you texting? Let's talk about this. And I said, I don't want to talk about it because I'm going to get really angry, so I'd rather
right.
just text it. And
why,
so that's why my voice went out after I gave him that ultimatum over a
yeah,
text.
Why can't you get angry? Like, who told you that you can't get angry? Who told you? Real. I want to know. Who told you you can't get angry? We
know.
Need to stop kidding ourselves.
The kid.
Stop.
I like
yeah,
that.
We need to stop kidding ourselves. One of the things that you got to know is that there is no hierarchy when it comes to emotions. Being in one emotion too long is just as jacked up as being pissed off all the time. There is no hierarchy here. If you do not know how to experience, your emotions represents different planes of consciousness. I don't think y'all heard me. I'm a brother pet. It represents
yeah.
different levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, why can't you get angry? I'm trying to understand what, you know, why can't you get angry? Who told you that? Who told
well,
you
that? Well, I don't, because I have, sometimes I have a lot of anger issues, so I try to stay calm
no, no,
as
no, no,
possible.
No, you don't have anger issues at all. You don't. You don't. And I'm being very, very honest, and I'm telling you this. Actually, you don't have anger issues. Let me tell you what this is like, and I know we don't have a lot of time. It's almost, you ever seen people when they're like kids and they want to fight, and they keep, hold me back, hold me back.
Right.
And anybody holding them?
Right.
Yeah, that's your anger issue. You have to stop it. Yeah, stop it. You don't have anger issues. You know, oh, I can't get angry, Miss Blue, because if I get angry, the whole world is going to crumble. No, you're not. Stop it. You're not going to
okay.
do that. You're not going to do that. Allow yourself to feel the emotions. Allow yourself to be angry. The goal here is to also be able to then ground yourself afterwards. But you're right. kidding yourself, you're fooling yourself if you believe that you can't get angry because you're going to turn into this monster, the Incredible Hulk, and lift about 12 buildings and throw them across the city. It's not going to happen. I guarantee you, you're going to break out crying before you even get to anger.
Okay.
It's a part of anger, too. So don't kid yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You have some very valid concerns here. Don't hold this back, because what you're doing is causing stifling energy in your body, not just there. And so this is how disease begins to set itself up. You understand? Because you are suppressing. And whenever we suppress things,